Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational track to see successful guests. Promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say greetings to everyone, and thank you guys for joining me here live in the forum tonight. It's Sunday night, December the 4th, 2011, and of course, it's The Remix. It's Sunday night. We're here. It's a little later than normal time, but it is The Remix, no doubt, and it is live. I want to say greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have you guys in the forum tonight. And also to let you know, I see lots of listeners on the phone, that the chat room is open as well. And you can definitely join us in the chat room over here on The Remix by simply going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And come on in. The chat room is open. We would love to have you in the forum. Now, the reason we're going to do tonight is sort of kind of going to be a little bit of a remix, if you will, a little mixture of things. A lot of people gave me a lot of feedback from all over, letting me know that if you were listening on the phone, that you didn't get a chance to take the road trip with us because you weren't able to get the directions. So I wanted to do it again and make sure that everyone was able to listen. I definitely have enjoyed exploring these herbs and different magical remedies and sharing it with you guys. It's particularly special, and this time of the year as well, and exploring it with all of you as well. So tonight we're going to continue that. We're going to do a little bit of a road trip tonight again as well. So you're free to join us and come on over to The Remix as well. So definitely you guys can come on over, join us on the forum as well, and we'll be able to connect right here in The Remix. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see everyone in the house tonight as we get ready to get into the forum and get into the share. I see many of you are in the chat room tonight, so we're going to continue this, and we're going to continue to talk about herbs and all of those magical things that happen. A couple of things that I do want to do is let you guys know about some upcoming shows that we'll be doing as we get ready to close this cycle out and move ourselves into the cycle, or the new cycle that's coming upon us after January the 1st, which will be 2012. So one of the shows that I'm excited, that I'm so excited, that's going to be joining us, and this is actually going to be on the 11th. So on December the 11th, who's going to be joining us here in the forum is Dr. Anne Brown. And for those of you who do not know who Dr. Anne Brown is, she is one of the contributing authors to Why Darkness Matters, The Power of Melanin in the Brain. And so I actually have been trying to get in touch with her for quite a few years now. And that contact did come through. So you'll be able to hear all about that, the story of us connecting, having her come on. If you don't have the book, Why Darkness Matters, The Power of Melanin in the Brain, or you're not familiar with Dr. Anne Brown, definitely get yourself familiar with this amazing sister. And she's going to be coming on, and she's going to be sharing a lot of powerful things. So you can actually go to Amazon. Thank you for putting that in the chat room, Esther. You can actually go to Amazon and you can actually get the book. So it's going to be a great share. I love to talk about Melanin and love to hear what she has to say. And she's going to be coming on the platform for the very first time. And she'll be here on December the 11th. And also, Brother Panic is actually going to be doing a show as well, too. Some things you can begin to get yourself ready for. So when that energy, that universal energy that we all sort of collectively are attuned to, even though we have our times of when we know the new year is, but once that cycle changes on a universal time, we can begin to better prepare ourselves, which are a lot of things that we've been doing over the course of the shows for the last couple of months. But Brother Panic is going to come on, and that's sure to be another amazing share as well. And we'll have some other guests that will come on as well as we begin to usher ourselves in. So I wanted to kind of give you guys some heads up on that, let you know what is to come, because there's so many different things to come. As well, if you're just now joining us, or if this is your very first time listening to us, first thing I want to say is welcome, 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 and thank you so much for joining us here in the remix and listening as well. If you would like to sign up so that you can participate in the chat room, you can definitely do that. If you're a guest, it takes about 2 minutes. You can click the sign in or sign up button that's right below at the bottom, and you can sign up. Come on in, tell us who you are, and once you tell us who you are, come in the chat room and you'll be able to chat, and you'll also be able to get updates here on Blog Talk Radio as well of all the things that are going on in the remix. And so definitely come on in, make yourself feel welcome as well too. And for those of you listening on the phone tonight, I will not leave you out. And this was something that was actually brought to my attention of how I could do it. Because the last time that we did the show, you weren't able to see the presentation. Tonight's presentation is going to be a little different. And I will go back and get the full presentation of last night, and you'll be able to have that as well, too. There's some things I want to kind of do there. But we talked about lots of goodies there. So if you didn't get a chance to download the show on last Friday, I would encourage you to definitely go back and download, download, download with that show, as with all of the remix shows as well. And it's available on iTunes, too, with just the click of the button. But tonight, I found a way, thanks to the help of Elder Haru. He really showed me how I could actually make this interactive. And for those of you who know who Elder Haru is, he's over the Hetepu Network as well, and he's been on the Remix platform several times giving some amazing presentations here as well, too. So definitely you want to go back and check that out, as well as the Hetepu Network. But a way that, if you're listening on the phone, there is a way that I can give you a shorter URL so that you can actually make your way over and you can see the presentation as well, too. Because I recognize you guys are listening from all over the world and you're doing so many things while you're listening, too. So this is going to be a great way for you to be able to listen and also to interact with us. So we'll be doing that. That's going to be the first half of the show. And then after that, we can chat and chill. You guys know how we do, and we can get into it. So we're going to go ahead and start to get ready. The first thing I want to do is listen to a little bit of music. Since it's late, it's Sunday night, I figured maybe we can hear a little bit of grown folks music tonight. What do you guys think about that as we get ready to get into the share? We're going to be talking about herbs and brews and all of those magical things there. But I figured it would be a good night for us to jam a little bit to some grown folks music. That's what I call it. So this is some grown folks music for grown folks. So you know what that means. I definitely want everybody to stand up and get yourself in a very comfortable position while you're standing up. We're going to dance to this tune right here. And this is going to be another one of those tunes that you just kind of go wherever the flow is taking you. You know what I mean? Grab you a partner, grab you someone across the room, and just kind of get ready to get into this vibe. And let's just jam to it as well. Yeah, this is grown folks music, definitely for grown folks here tonight. So we're going to dance to this a little bit, move ourselves around. I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of wet outside. So Brown Sugar Time has sort of kind of smoothed itself out a little bit. It's raining and it's wet outside, so it's a nice time to really just kind of get cozy and just kind of chill and just kind of relax, even though I've had a very busy day. So this is a great way to move around a little bit as we get ready to get into the share. So you ready? So here we go. We're going to begin. And then right after that, we're going to start to get right into the share. So we'll be taking a road trip again. We'll talk about that as well. All right. So here we go.
All of them.
All right, everyone. That was Erotic City by Prince. I heard some of you say your parents used to play that song. Tells us how young you are. Some of you really was there when the magic was happening, and some of you are just now getting into the magic with Prince and Erotic City. Just wanted to kind of play that now so we can all sort of kind of get ourselves a little attuned and moved around. I'm sure it kind of brought up a lot of memories from a lot of different places. I know it certainly did for me. All right. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix, everyone. We're about to get ready to get into the share this evening and taking a little bit of a road trip again. So tonight we're going to be taking another road trip. That's right, another road trip. You guys did so good on the last road trip, so definitely we can go back, then we can be invited back again. So let's get ready to go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wynn, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Okay, all right. Now, there's a few things that I do need to tell you. I'm going to give you the link so that we can all take ourselves over there and get ready. For those of you who are listening, and maybe you're listening, you're sort of not... you're not in the chat room, I will be also giving you a link as well, too, so that you can be able to get over there as well. The link, because of how the system is set up, is going to actually be active for about 5 minutes. So you'll need to be able to get yourself in the position to click the link so you can join us in the presentation and be ready and in place within 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, the link will expire and you won't be able to get in. So I definitely want you guys to all be joining us over there. So we're going to be taking another road trip and going over there. I thank you guys in advance for your patience, and so that we can take a look at this. Again, this is just going to be a short presentation of what we started before and from the last show with herbs. And I'll be talking about them in a little different way, giving you some other things to begin to think of. It's so much that we can actually do with herbs as well, too. And it's so much that we can do with herbs, and so much that we can do with the magic of really beginning to connect with herbs as well. So I'm actually going to get the link for you. I'm getting that link, so we're going to get ready. I want everybody to get themselves in place. We're not going to be over there for a very long time. We're not going to be over there for a very long time. So definitely no worries, no worries whatsoever. Let's see. All right, okay. So here we go. We're going to get ready to go over. And we're going to get ready to go over so you guys can see exactly where we're going to be at as well. And so let me put the link in the chat room, and then for the rest of you, this is where you're going to go so that you can actually take a look at this particular link so we can get in there. So, all right, so here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. This is where you're going to go. For everyone else who I'm going to give this link out first, you're going to actually go to tinyurl. You're going to go to tinyurl. Well, let me start over. I apologize. Let me give you that link. We're going to start over. You're actually going to go to http://preview.tinyurl.com/7s5rl7u. Now, I'm going to give you a quick way to go to it if you don't get that, and that's going to be http://tinyurl.com/blue. So I'm going to put the link in the chat room so that you guys can have the link, and it should be able to take you there. Now, I'm going to go over and see that you guys are here. I see some people coming in. Oh, it's working. Look at that. Imagine that. So I'll say it again. http://tinyurl.com/blue, just like the color blue, B-L-U-E. And that's going to be the link, and you should be able to get in. And I see many of you are over here. I'm going to go back to the chat room just to see if somebody has a little bit of problems trying to get in, but it looks like you guys have made it in. I'm also going to check on the phone lines as well, too. And if you're having some major problems, you can... Whoa, didn't mean to do that. Just hold on, you guys. Hold on. Okay, let's start there. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just assume we're all in position here. Check in the chat room. I'm going to assume we're all in position, and we're going to get ready to go through the presentation. I see you guys there. I see you. You can also expand the screen. I think I have control of it on this end. So I would like to just kind of keep that. So we're going to be talking about herbs and brews and magical things, of course, by me, Miss Blue. So here's a couple of things that we're going to start to talk about that we didn't get a chance to talk about last time, but I wanted to bring this in. Since the beginning of time, humans have used herbs and brews and all sorts of magical things to help raise our consciousness and to keep our bodies, our minds, and our spirits evolving. We've done that since the beginning of time. This isn't anything new. So let's get ready right now. What we're going to do is explore some of these herbs, some more of these herbs, and some other magical things. Now, one of the things that I want to kind of bring up when it comes to dealing with herbs and when it comes to dealing with all kinds of things that the body may have to encounter, your immune system doesn't have like this brick wall up around you. And I know sometimes when we begin to talk about our heart and different things, how we sort of kind of have our heart sort of kind of, you know, we have our heart guarded. Well, our immune system doesn't actually work that way. What our immune system does, it doesn't have this brick wall around it. It really allows itself to take things in. And what happens is when things come into our immune system kind of takes a look at it and goes, is this a lover? Or is this a hater? And then it decides whether or not if it's something that is a lover, then the immune system will allow it to emerge itself within the body and just continue to flow. If it's a hater, then the body is going to do what it needs to do to eradicate it. So it's important when we're dealing with herbs to know how our body, our immune system, really is going to be impactive of working with those things. So I wanted to bring that point up first as we continue here. So it's important that whenever you're dealing with herbs that you know your magic. And I mean that for real. It's definitely important that you know your magic because herbs, just like other things that we deal with, it causes a reaction. It has a cause and effect. And so whenever you're dealing with different things that are herbs and you're dealing with these different remedies and you're mixing them together, it will cause an effect in your body. And so this is the time for you to really get into knowing your magic, particularly when it comes to you and your body, and especially if you're mixing different herbs together, like some of the blends that I'm going to give you or make a suggestion for today. Again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner. sweetener as well. So when you're playing around with herbs and using them, take note of how your body is feeling. You know, take note how you're responding to certain herbs, because sometimes they will have a different effect on you. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth, because it also depends on where the herbs are coming from. For instance, let's take catnip tea, because that's one of the ones that we love to work with. It has a lot of magical properties, and it also has a lot of healing properties in it as well. Now, there is actually about 4 or 5 different types of catnip tea that you can actually get. If you get the catnip tea that's actually grown up in the mountains, like somewhere up in the Himalayas or the Malaysia mountains somewhere, it's going to have a different effect on you as opposed to some that are grown in different parts of the world or different parts of the country. So unlike traditional Western medicine, with herbs, you have to take other things into consideration. So it is important, if you're going to begin to explore herbs, and I encourage all of you to do that, especially to this degree, that you actually know not only what the herbs do, but where they come from, and sort of take count of how it's impacting you, because how a particular herb may impact me and how it may impact you can be completely different based upon just our own life experience, the energy that we have, and even really where we're living at that particular time that we're exploring the herb. So I wanted to share that. So that's going to take us to our next point. So now we're going to get into some herb magic. Yeah. All right. So now let's talk about this blend. This is actually a blend that I came up with, and I think it's a really good blend to begin to talk about. This one here is what I call Awakening the Goddess. And it has a lot of things in this particular blend. You're actually going to be mixing about 3 different herbs together, and that's chastity, berry, skullcap, and hawthorn. You're going to take those and actually take about a pinch of those. How I work with herbs, and I would suggest that you work with them this way as well too. Start with a minimum amount and then work your way up. Because unlike medicine, or unlike when you're taking or drinking tea, it works a little different with herbs. Because actually these herbs do not have tea in it, which there is actually a plant called, and I can't think of the name right now, but we'll come back to that. But when you're dealing with this, you're actually dealing with, it's called T-I-S-A-N-E, okay? This is what these herbs are made of. Now, what does that mean? Tashan is how they pronounce it, Tashan. And Tashan is actually what is in these herbs. It does not contain what we know as tea. That's a little different than buying sort of a tea out of the store. Now, the misconception is that herbs don't have some of the other things like caffeine in them and some of the other things that give you sort of the jitters and the shakes. Some people get that from some of the side effects of some of the teas because it has so much of that in there. There are some herbs, very few of them, but they actually produce a natural form of caffeine themselves. It's a little different than the artificial version of caffeine, and we'll talk about that as well. But these particular herbs here, you don't have to worry about those side effects. Now, this particular blend here is the Awakening of the Goddess blend. And this blend is really a very, very good blend because for us, particularly us as women, and dealing with this particular blend, it has a lot of things in here that's going to help us really, really be at the best state. So I would recommend this blend for all the sisters out there and talk about it. One of the things, let's look at the first one, which is actually called Chastity Berry. And what's interesting about this herb, it really helps to balance out the hormones. and it also stimulates the pituitary gland as well, too. And it's also excellent whenever we're dealing with those things of our emotion and sort of kind of going through a roller coaster sort of our emotion, particularly when it is around that time of the month that we know is called as PMS time there. It also helps with regulating your menses cycle as well. Are you guys still with me? I see somebody doing something down there. Regulating our menses cycle as well. If you're dealing with any kind of pain, and it also helps to regulate the hormones during the our menses cycle as well, too. And hormones also during menopause. Mm-hmm. And if for anyone who may have been using some form of birth control pills, and want to take that, you want to take yourself off the birth control pills, but you also want to kind of regulate your body, clear your body out, and have these things here. This is also excellent for that as well, too. It also helps to ease and calm your emotion, and it does it in a very, very calm kind of way. And so next, we're going to talk about skullcap. That sounds kind of interesting there, skullcap. Skullcap. I'm going to check back and make sure you guys are still with me. I think you are. I see some people kind of moving around, but that's fine. We're going to talk about skullcap. Now, skullcap is one of those herbs that is excellent as well, too. And this is also a tea that really, really just sort of kind of gives you sort of that easiness about it. If you're dealing with any kind of stress, or you're facing anything that is stressing you, or you feel that you could be stressed, this is excellent. Because sometimes we don't always know when our bodies are being put into that place of stress. And so this is really, really excellent, excellent herb for this as well, too. And it also helps with any type of nervous disorder. It's really, really good. If you have the jitters, nervous, you know, digestive stress, if you're dealing with things of any kind of panic or hysteria, this is excellent for that. It really kind of eases your nerves and also helps you. It's also excellent for detoxing as well from things such as drugs, even prescription tranquilizers, alcohol, all of those different things, any of that. So this is a very, very good blend. Now, one thing about using this particular blend that you want to just keep in mind, it has sort of a bitter taste. Now, in Chinese medicine, it is based upon the principles of sort of those the senses, and, you know, some of a bitter, sweet, and all the different ones. Well, this is particularly a bitter. This one is a bitter. So how you're going to take a look at this is, or take the edge off for some of the bitterness, is just you can add some nectar, you can add sort of a little bit of honey and put that in there, and that's going to curb a sort of that bitterness, okay? We're going to talk about the hawthorn. I know we talked about that last time, but we're going to talk about it again here because it's in this Awakening the Goddess blend. And when these herbs sort of kind of get themselves and emerge themselves together, it really, really just, it's amazing. It's a great, great feel. I love it. And if any of you decide to try it, I would love to hear what you have to say. Now, the hawthorn is really, really good for heart health. And you know us as women, we have two hearts. We have the heart in our chest, and we also have the one between our legs. So this is excellent for that as well, too. It helps with the heart health. It also helps with circulation, particularly circulation when it comes to our legs. A lot of us as sisters, we deal with sometimes the heaviness of even fluid within our legs, or we deal with sometimes just the swelling in our legs, whether we get it sometimes during the time of the month or whatever. And for those of you who are dealing with any kind of fibroid problems or any kind of uterus problems, you will notice that what part of the body that gets impacted the most is everything that's going to be below it. And so this really helps to keep that circulation going between your legs. Another reason that this is an excellent herb to work with, it keeps you very alert, and it also helps with memory. It also helps to clear away some of those cobwebs. You know, I think we talked about that as well, and it really just helps to keep you alert. So this is an excellent, excellent herb to begin to work with, particularly for sisters, Awakening the Goddess, a very nice blend. You can add a touch of honey. And some of the other things that you want to do, I know some of you don't want to use some of the honeys. Again, I'll recommend if you have any kind of allergies that you deal with, you know, you're sensitive to any kind of sinuses, then I would recommend that you stay with a local tea, because that's going to help to build your immunity to those allergies and things that are right there in your immediate area. But there are some other very good companies that make honey, raw honey, from all over that you can begin to get. Or you may just want to take a hint of mint and put it in there. That may do it for you. Maybe slice a lemon or lime and squeeze that in there. Squeeze a little bit of orange juice, orange in there. Maybe a touch of cinnamon or even a dash of some natural vanilla. You can actually do that as well, too, with these blends. Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. So now we're going to talk about another blend. And if you see here, this is what I call Newt and Geb. Excellent blend here. This is the Sacred Union blend here. And right there, you will also see the card out of the Oracle deck that is soon to be coming out. And this is going to be the depiction of what we call the Sacred Union. For those of you who listen to the show, you will remember I told you about the sister, the amazing sister, Pure Feminine, who did the artwork on these Oracle cards. We worked together with it. Well, this is the Sacred Union. This is Newt and Geb. A couple of things when it comes to really getting into that energy of Sacred Union. This is also a tea that can be made for yourself. You can make it for yourself and your mate, and you guys can have this together. Some of the things you're going to see that we just talked about, it has the hawthorn in there, which is going to keep that heart health. And what could be more close to a Sacred Union than heart health? It's going to keep the heart health going. It's also going to keep you to stay alert. And it's also going to help you stay alert, and it's also going to help you with your memory. Because when you're in a Sacred Union, you need to have real good memory. You need to remember. You need to remember, if for nothing else, that that's where you're at. So you definitely need to stay on that course. So it's excellent for that. But I want to talk about lavender. And so there's actually going to be two blends here that you can begin to do. And the first one is going to involve lavender. I kind of put that in a position by itself. The reason lavender, when it comes to sort of kind of making a Sacred Union blend, could stay to itself, it's because lavender has a lot of effects. And lavender is really what we call the herb of harmony. And so in a Sacred Union, harmony is definitely necessary to really, really have things where we need to be. You got to be in harmony with each other, much like the depiction of the picture there. You see the harmony there. So the same way as you see that harmony is the way that this harmony is going to come about as well, too. So harmony is important as well. So as we're talking about this harmony here, what you're going to do is take some lavender. We're going to talk about that. I apologize. I kind of lost my thought there, but I'm going to get back. Okay, so I got it. All right. So we're going to take the lavender. Lavender has a very, very unusual, a very kind of beautiful, soothing sort of kind of scent to it, smell to it. So it can be used in so many different ways. As a tea, and making this Sacred Union tea as a lavender tea, it's going to help you with anything. If you have headaches, if you have tension, anxiety, or just really take that edge off. And so lavender tea is really one of those good teas that you can have after dinner tea, maybe after you and your mate are sitting down together, and after you've eaten dinner, maybe just make some lavender tea. It's excellent for that. Internally, within the body, what lavender does, it helps to fight infectious diseases, fever. It's excellent for that. It also helps to induce sweating, to eliminate the toxins throughout your body. So if you're feeling sort of under the weather, lavender tea also helps with that. It's excellent for the mouth and the throat. So you can actually use lavender tea to gargle. So if you're having a sore throat, anything going on with the larynx, anything with the toothache, you can actually use that as well too. Or you can actually just use it sort of as a mouthwash, to really just prevent any type of infection. Another way that you can actually use lavender, and this is really good too, you can actually take lavender and make it sort of as a purifier in the air. In feng shui, and in the shows that I did with feng shui, I talked about how if you have people who are sensitive to sometimes maybe just burning sage or something, it's just not practical. Maybe you have small children, people sensitive to that, or elders that just can't take that. You can actually make a mist with lavender. You can make a mist. You want to put a little bit of maybe vodka in the mist if you're going to make it. Make it one part, maybe one part vodka, one part of the lavender. You'll be using more of an essential oil, and put a little bit of water in there and spray it. And this is the way that you can actually purify your sacred space as well. You can also take lavender as a bath as well, too. So you're going to get a big bag. Take about 2 tea bags of lavender. You're going to put it in the pot. Bring that to a boil. Let it steep for a couple of minutes before you actually do that. When it comes together, what you're going to do is just sort of kind of strain it out and add it to your bath water. This will be an excellent sort of kind of sacred bath that you can begin to take with your mate as well, too. You can do that. I also would encourage you to really charge your herbs as well with your intentions before you begin to put them in your teas, maybe before you begin to mix them and to begin to work with them. So lavender has those different properties. Lavender has the property of love. It is about purification. It's about happiness. It's about peace, and also about longevity as well, too. It is connected with all of those things of love when you begin to think about lavender. You can also take some lavender and just put it in a nice satchel, and you can put it in your where you keep your lingerie for the sisters. You can put it in your drawer for lingeries, and even for the brothers, you can actually put it inside of the drawers, maybe where he keeps his T-shirts and socks and different things, just to kind of get you guys in that mode. So at the end of the day, you can begin to really, really think about smelling about lavender. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, so very, very good. So a lot of things that you can do. Oops, sorry about that, y'all. Okay, so next, what we're going to talk about is catnip tea. And I think we talked about this last time, but we'll go back over some of the things of catnip tea so that we can cover that again. Again, there's many different variations of catnip tea. Some of them will get you in the position where you're actually feeling kind of just real smooth and real mellow. And then there's another catnip tea that kind of gets you in the position where you're kind of like giddy and you're kind of laughing. And then it kind of gets you in the position where you're just kind of mellow and just kind of chilled out. So just depending on where the catnip tea comes from, it's going to have a different effect. The higher the altitude, the more of a delayed effect it's going to have. Again, when you're dealing with these natural herbs, one of the things you want to keep in mind is you want to take, rather than taking a big cup and just sipping it all down and drinking it in a large portion, you want to just take it in small quantities and just just kind of drink it. So catnip tea, we're talking about it here in the Geb and Newt blend, but you can also use it for other things. Acid reflux, excellent for that. So this also makes it a very good tea as well, too. It helps with that. PMS, stress overall. It helps you with the really, really just tap into the astral realm very, very quickly. So it helps you to sort of kind of get into that place so you can get into the astral realm as well, too. And also you can use it as a rinse for your hair. So, again, if you're using it in the tub or maybe you and your mate are taking a shower together, this would be an excellent blend to begin to bring together. Excellent blend for you to begin to bring together when you're thinking about that. So you can actually have some there. So when we begin to think about this sacred union, you know, Newt and Geb, Newt the sky goddess and Geb over the earth, we think about sort of the wholeness, you know, of really these two coming together, remembering that we are both human and we're also very, very spiritual beings as well, too. So they sort of are symbolic of this, the mothers and fathers of this, of all of us who are entering into this physical three-dimensional sort of reality. And this is sort of the portal that we go to. So if you're having problems in your relationship or you're dealing with things in a relationship, whether that sacred union is with yourself, because we are all Newt and Geb as well, too, that this is something where you can begin to bring back that wholeness and really get back into that space of creation together. Newt and Geb will begin to help you with this as well. And this blend here, all of these herbs are really designed to really kind of shift your energy back into that place. And so now we're going to talk about the other one. Sorry about that. I think I kind of got a little big there. I don't know how to, let me kind of make it a little small for you guys. Sorry. Okay, so here we go. All right, so now we're going to talk about oat straw. So oat straw. Everybody doing okay so far? You guys will have to type in the other chat room to let me know you're doing okay. But I assume that we are all doing okay. I'm going to take a look over there in just a moment and see. So we're going to talk about oat straw as well as we work through these particular blends here. Okay, beautiful. Okay, you guys are doing okay. Oh, okay. Trinidad is in the house tonight. Good to see you in the house. And all of our international listeners, good to have you guys in the house. I know Japan is here as well, so good to have you. All right, so here we go. We're going to talk about oat straw and what that is, actually. And oat straw is excellent for... it's really, really good. It sort of helps to maintain the body. You know, this strengthens your immune system, and it also helps to build your energy as well, too. So this is going to help you to do this. This is a great tea. It has a lot of power in it and a lot of antibody properties as well, too. And it's an antidepressant. Sometimes during this time of the year, we because we're not getting as much sun, and we talked about this in some earlier shows, it can kind of make us fall into that place where we sort of kind of get into some of the darkness. And even though going into the darkness is excellent, but we don't want to get into that place of darkness where it becomes or where sort of our energy is low and we can feel a little depressed. And so this will help you with that. Oat straw is excellent for that as well, too. It has a lot of vitamin D in it, vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, and some of these other things. So it's excellent also for your skin. As well, too. So it's good for you inside and out. It's kind of like a body tonic. You can think of it that way. So this is another reason this is inside this particular blend. So again, you have two blends here that's going to be for Newt and Geb, and that is lavender tea itself, and begin to just use lavender by itself. You can actually mix it in with the blend as well with the other three, but lavender kind of can stand on its own as well, too, and do what it needs to do. The blend is really going to be the catnip tea, the oat straw, and the hawthorn. You're going to mix those together and really just kind of get you a tea ball and boil your water, bring the water to a boil, and then steep the tea ball in it and just let it simmer itself for a while, and then you're going to drink it. Remember, less is better when you're dealing with the herbs. You want to start out with a little bit of mount and then begin to move from there. So newt and geb. So whether you're in a sacred union or not, because we have sacred unions with ourselves, this is sure to be some herbs here that you can begin to work with. So next. So y'all like that? So again, I'll say, since the beginning of time, we've been using herbs and brews and all sorts of magical things to raise our consciousness, to keep our bodies and our minds and our spirits evolving. So that's going to bring us to the next one. And now, this is one of my favorites. We're going to talk about Heteru. We're going to talk about Heteru, this particular blend here. And so in this Heteru blend, this is actually going to be lemon balm, some chamomile, some rose hips, and some milk thistle. Okay? So we're going to talk about these and talk about what they do as well with the goddess Heteru. Now, the goddess Heteru really, really brings a lot of the energy. And, oh, let me not forget, because you get to see here, this is the goddess Heteru. She's in the oracle deck, too. So this is the Heteru. So this is kind of your first time seeing this. You get to see Heteru. Isn't that amazing? So that's Heteru there. She really is symbolic of love and joy and celebration. You know, she is represented as the cow goddess, the nurturing goddess. She deals with magic as well, too. And the goddess Heteru also is about bringing sort of the darkness and the light, you know, really tapping into those higher realms as well, too. So let's go through and take a look at these herbs and this particular blend, and we can see why this is so amazing here. We can see why this is here. Yes, Heteru. So let's take a look at this. So we're going to talk about lemon balm. Now, I know a lot of you deal with herbs as well, too. Let's talk about lemon balm. Lemon balm has a lot to do with sort of, at one time, lemon balm was actually just called the cure-all. It was a cure-all herb, you know, as well, too. It has a lot if you deal with allergies. It really, really helps to relieve that as well, too. It has a lot to do with respiratory healing as well, too. It's antibacterial, you know, as well, too. So it keeps all of those allergy things at bay. So if you're dealing with allergies or anything, it's excellent. So whenever you get the cold and flu, you know, hot lemon balm tea is going to really help you get those toxins out of your body as well, too. Now, another reason for the lemon balm is because it's the kind of don't worry, be happy tea. That's what lemon balm is. Don't worry, be happy. It's an antidepressant, for one thing. And it really helps to soothe your nerves. The good thing is you can actually make sort of an iced lemonade with lemon balm tea as well, too. You know, it really helps to attune to your kidneys, your urinary tract. It helps to clean out the toxins and also renew your strength. And this is so much what the goddess Heteru is about, love, joy, celebration, nurturing, you know, about magic, about light and darkness, you know, bringing those things into play. So that's why the lemon balm is in this blend. So now what we're going to do is, take a look at the chamomile. So we are. I see some people are just now joining and they're trying to get themselves caught up and see exactly where we are. And so hopefully you can. Let me see if I can bring you in. If you're in the chat room and you're just joining us, I'm going to put a link in the chat room so that you can get caught up, because I don't know if the other link is still working, but you can click that link and it should take you exactly where we are. So let's take a look at the chamomile. You guys still with me? Still with me? How we doing? You doing all right? Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are still here. So, okay, we're going to take a look. Yep, a chamomile. I guess we'll do that. Then we'll go to the rosehip. All right, so the chamomile is also considered of what they call one of the nine sacred herbs, and one of the nine sacred herbs. And what I like about chamomile is you can almost have chamomile, and no matter what you have going on with you, chamomile is going to have a little bit of something there to sort of kind of help you through that. What, again, at the beginning, about is really help your body when you sort of kind of catch the look. So it doesn't sort of cure anything or suppresses anything. It helps your body move through its natural movements. So sometimes when we're dealing with things, whether it's on a physical level or even if it's on a spiritual level, sometimes we may be uncomfortable in the place that we're at. But what we're looking for is really our natural rhythm to move us through. So whether that natural rhythm is to use some herbs or maybe to do some of the rituals that I offer in some of the sessions, the readings that I give, maybe it's knowledge and understanding that you need, or perhaps maybe what you're needing is just a little bit of that tickle. Like I said, the herbs gives you that tickle so you can move yourself past those blocks and begin to get yourself into that place of where you are. And that's what herbs do. They facilitate that. They help you with the tickle. And they do it in a very gentle way. So chamomile is one of those nine sacred herbs, and it helps with all kinds of cramps, pains, and aches. So if your body is dealing with any of those cramps, pains, and aches, and I'm not just talking about just menses cramps for women. I'm talking about any kind of arthritic pain, you know, muscle aches, strains, any kind of relief of cramps in the body. It's excellent for that. Chamomile also helps to reduce any kind of inflammation within your bladder. It helps to fight infection as well too, and it does that for any type of burns or any kind of scabs. It's excellent for that. Any kind of vomiting, or if you're nauseated, you have any nausea, it's excellent for that. It also helps to relax the tension in your muscles, so your skin is so much softer. You can actually take a bath and take you some chamomile, put it in a sock, and let the water run in the sock, and then keep it in there. It really, really will just help love on your skin as well too. It'll help you really get into the astral realm very quick. It'll take you to the astral realm quick as well too. It'll get you in a very relaxed state. So if you have any kind of bloating, any kind of gas, any kind of spasms, it helps with that as well too. It also helps to regulate. So if you're dealing with things such as diarrhea or constipation, it's good for that. So it's really, really good for that. It's used as a hair rinse. That's as well. And it can add natural highlights to your hair. So chamomile is one of those things that it really, really helps you with all kinds of things. And so definitely keep that in mind. So you have the lemon balm and the chamomile. Now we're going to talk about rose hips. I know you guys have some questions, and we'll get to those in a minute as soon as we finish this. But we're going to go on to rose hip. And rose hip is a good one, because rose hip is a spirit lifter. It really helps to lift your spirit, you know. So if you just kind of feel overwhelmed and you're dealing with a whole lot of things, rose hip, otherwise also called wild dog rose. That's another name for it as well, too. But it really, really helps you with that. It's very nurturing as well, too, because it has a lot of different vitamins. It helps, again, with your immunity system and your well-being in your body as well, too. And that's going to be vitamins A, D, B complex, some of your C's, your E's and K's as well, too. Rose hip tea is really, really has a lot of healing powers in it. And the reason this is in this blend for Heteru is because she has a lot of healing powers as well, too. One of the quickest ways to heal is through love and through joy and just through laughter, just really having that energy to be able to do that as well, too. It also is a great cleanser for your respiratory tract as well, too, helping you to breathe easier. So if you're having problems, you know, really with just making sure you're breathing well, this is a good one, too. It's an energy tonic as well, too. So you can begin to make that. It also helps with your skin as well, too. And it helps with the function of everything. We know the skin is the largest organ on our body. It also helps to clear out mucus and congestion as well, too. It heals your tissues. It really just helps everything. It also helps to heal damaged cells as well, too, and really to help to fight free radicals in the body as well, too. So it lifts your spirit and really just gets you into that place to just give you sort of that oomph that you need as well, too. So you can begin to use that. The other one we're going to come up with, and we know we have Griffin to thank for this, is milk thistle. We talked about milk thistle on Friday night. We'll just go over milk thistle really, really quick and talk about this blend. And we're almost done here. We're almost done. So milk thistle, again, this particular plant, if you've ever seen a milk thistle grows about 10 feet tall. It's a very, very large plant, you know, very large plant. Grows about 10 feet tall as well, too. And milk thistle is excellent because if you suffer from depression, milk thistle really, really, really is excellent for that. Mm-hmm. It also gives you a lot of liver energy. It helps with the liver as well, too. And because it works with the liver, because one of the things is that one of the actually causes of depression has a lot to do with liver deficiencies. So if you have sort of those deficiencies going on with your liver, then you definitely want to make sure, if you think you do, if you're suffering from lots of bouts of depression, you may want to get you some milk thistle and begin to work with that as well, too. So it really helps with headaches. If you deal with headaches or reoccurring headaches or migraines, this really, really helps as well, too. And it's a recovery herb, too. So if you're recovering from anything, chemotherapy, radiation, maybe alcohol, drugs, having problems with your liver, this is also a recovery herb as well, too, a recovery herb. And milk thistle also helps if you deal with those types of abscess on your skin, any of those things. You can actually use it as a tonic as well, too, to wash those things away. So that's going to be really, really, really helpful. So, again, the blend for Heteru is going to be lemon balm, chamomile, rose hip, and milk thistle. Okay, so now that's going to complete the presentation here, but we're not done by a long shot. So I'm going to go back really, really quick so you guys can see the beginning and just see all of the things here. And there we go. So we talked about how we can begin to do this and look at these different remedies, recognizing that our immune system really doesn't have a wall up. So it takes in everything, and then it decides whether or not it's a lover or a hater. So that's important for you to know your magic when you're dealing with these herbs and know what you're doing, you know, really kind of be in tune with your body and how your body is responding to it. So those are the things. As we take a look at these different blends, a great one, like I said, I recommend Awakening the Goddess blend, a pinch of Chastity Berry, a pinch of Skullcap, a pinch of Hawthorn, and just adding a taste of honey. The Newt and Geb, which is the Sacred Union, Lavender, which is going to be excellent for you as well, too. And then you'll have a tea that you can blend the three together, Catnip, Oat Straw, and Hawthorn. It's going to be excellent as well. It's so many things that you can do to keep your body, raise your consciousness and do that. Hetero, all about joy, love, celebration, and also really about bringing the light and dark together as well and creating that magic. Lemon balm, chamomile, rose hips, and milk thistle is going to be excellent for that. So I want to thank you guys for joining the presentation as well, too. And joining us over here, this is going to be one of our little favorite spots here. So we can go over to the remix. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now and in a minute, because I still have one more I want to get to as well that I didn't have a slide for there to do that. But I also want to talk about another blend that I have as well, too. And this one is called Ogun. This is Ogun. I thought I would do a blend for Ogun. This is a good blend for him. Now, Ogun really represents sort of that mystery, sometimes that place within ourselves that that we have to find sort of that portal of truth. For those of you who study the gods and goddess energy, you'll know this to be true about Ogun. A lot of times you will see the representation when it comes to colors, dealing with the particular color of red and white, which sort of represents that balance between aggression and compassion. And so finding our place in the middle between aggression and compassion. And so the herbs that are going to be for the Ogun blend is going to be red clover, elderflower, wild strawberry, and white willow. Those are going to be the blends. So let's take a look at these blends here and take a look at the red clover. Some of the questions that you guys are asking in the chat room, they actually may come up in this particular blend. The red clover, what the red clover is excellent for, it's good for coughs and colds. You know, if any type of respiratory infection, it's excellent for. Red clover can also be used as a rinse for your hair. If you have very, very dry hair, it can be used as a rinse as well, too. And any type of eye infections, the red clover is excellent. Someone in the chat room asked about eyes. This is excellent wash for the eyes. It's used to fight pink eye. So you can actually take some red clovers and make a tea out of it. And then when the tea bag cools, you can just take it. And almost as if you're making a U from the inside of your eye to the outside, you're just going to kind of squeeze it a little bit and kind of wipe the eye with it. Or you can just rest the tea bag on there. So it's excellent for that as well, too. And any kind of skin problems, if you're dealing with eczema, this is excellent as well, too. You can make a wash with it, and you can use it for that as well. So that's that. Let's talk about elderflower. This was another one that was really, really good, and we talked about this last time, elderflower. Elderflower helps with anything dealing with upper respiratory issues as well. So hay fever, allergies, coughs, colds, flus. It's excellent for sore throat, tonsillitis. It's excellent for that as well, too. Any kind of skin disorders, too, you want to begin to use the elderflower. And then the other one is going to be wild strawberry. Now, we're not talking so much about the woo-woo side of this, but I'm sure, I know you guys do your research. Once you do, you will see that all of these gods and goddesses that have come up, you'll be able to see that a lot of these have those magical properties that is connected with this energy as well, too. So wild strawberry is one of those herbs that they actually call the cool herb. And the wild strawberries, you can do all kinds of stuff, particularly with the leaves. The leaves really just maintain, and it has a lot to do with just your overall health, everything to do about with your overall health. It has a very cooling nature. I know on Friday a brother called in and said he just felt hot all the time. Well, this is one of those herbs that he can begin to use that really is just going to help with cooling. The berries actually can be used as a tonic. You can make a tea of the wild strawberries as well, too. And it's excellent after any kind of illness or if you're dealing after coming out of surgery. It's a great source of iron. It has a lot of vitamins in it, and it also helps to strengthen the blood and also just to strengthen the body. And it also clears the liver of heat. So any type of heat, it helps to clear the liver of heat, and it also makes the tea very, very good if there's someone who is dealing with some form of hepatitis. So it's excellent for hepatitis as well, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's that. And let's see, the white willow. Let's take a look at the white willow. I don't think that's one that we've actually took a look at. The white willow. Welcome to the remix, you guys. It's good to have you guys in here as well. Mm-hmm. It's good to have you guys here. Those of you who are seen and those of you who are not seen, it's good. The white willow is good for inflammation as well, so it will help you with that. So if you're dealing with any kind of swelling or inflammation going on, it's anti-inflammatory, so it's excellent for that as well, to help any kind of swelling. It has a good source of vitamin A, C, and zinc. Also, when dealing with herbs, like we talked about, it works a little different. So it's not necessarily that it's something that's going to work overnight, but these are things that you can begin to do to help. For the rest of you, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the other show that we did on Friday. There's a lot of remedies in there as well, too. So you can take a look at that. But just keep in mind a good exercise regimen. It's always good to do that as well, too, to exercise and begin to work out, because that is good. That's excellent to begin to work with. And then also if you take a look at your diet, because that's going to play a role too, and also begin to look at the spiritual side. So I hope you guys enjoyed that presentation as we begin to talk about the herbs and things. I'm going to open up the chat line for just some questions you guys want to share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you have a question or something that you want to share. We're going to be chatting and chilling for the rest of the night. I hope you guys enjoyed the presentation as well, too. So there you go. All right. Yeah. I know some of you are just now getting here. We covered a lot of this, and so I am gonna suggest that either you call in, we can take a look at some of those things, or you can definitely go back and download on the show, and you can get them as well, too, because we're not going to keep repeating, but we'll go there. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. I see some people. They have pressed 1. Let me see if you guys have a question and see if you have something you want to share. We're going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 609. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. Let's see. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 619. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. You're live in the Remix. Okay. So I guess you guys have pressed one and you don't want nothing. All right, so here we go, you guys. We still have about an hour and 43 minutes left to go in the form. Don't forget, coming up, Brother Panic will be doing a show with us. He'll be giving out rituals for the new year. And also we'll have Dr. Ann Brown, who will be joining us on the 11th, and she is one of the contributing authors to Why Darkness Matters, The Power of Melanin in the Brain. It is sure to be a share you will not want to miss. Not at all. Not at all. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. We're just chatting and chilling. You guys want to sing? You want to do some poetry? We can do that, too. We're going to go to the phone lines and calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 856. We can't hear them. 337.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Kenny from Louisiana.
Greetings to you. Greetings. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? I have a question. I've been working with this herb, and it got me looking at the metaphysical side of sicknesses, and it led me to my chakras. And I understand, I don't get out much, but when I do get out, I realize that things I'm thinking that I don't even tell anybody, when I attract people, when people come out, is those things that I'm not thinking. So I'm asking you, how do I begin to clear out my chakras and balance?
Okay, say that one more time, because I don't know if I heard a car or something drive by, but I kind of didn't hear what your question was for me again.
Okay, I said, I'm dealing with this herb or whatever, and
this specific
herb, and it has you looking at the metaphysical side of sicknesses and everything, and it led me to the chakras or whatever, and I'm asking, how do I begin to balance my chakras?
Okay, how do you balance your chakras? But I want to go back just a minute. You said you're looking at this herb.
I said, I'm dealing with this herb.
You're dealing with
her.
Okay. You said you're dealing with this herb.
Yes.
And the herb is you said the herb is
I said I'm looking at dealing with this herb, and I'm saying it led me to look at the metaphysical side of sicknesses. And I said, I understand the metaphysical side of sicknesses.
The metaphysical side. Yes. And you want to know, how do you balance your chakras?
Yes, because I said, I understand whatever I'm thinking, like stuff I don't even tell anybody. When I get out, I attract that to me. And I say, I'm understanding that's my thinking. So I know, I'm noticing, how do I begin to clear out those chakras so I begin to become more balanced?
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. Well, two things. There's a couple of ways that you can actually begin to clear your chakras out and balance your chakras out. Let me tell you this, because I think this will help you too. And I know that we've had some sessions together, and I know balancing your chakras is one of those things that you can do. And it will help to put your energy centers back into alignment for you. But remember, the reason we're learning how to balance our chakras is because they get out of balance often.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. I want you to think about it this way, and this is something, because there's a couple of people that you can go to someone to balance your chakras. You can do them yourself. You can balance your chakras. You can work with some of those template energies that I gave you in your session, those colors and those particular things to balance your chakras. But here's something, and I'll just tell you what I'm picking up here, is that this has a lot to do with sort of discernment with you. And it has a lot to do with repeating patterns, you see, repeating patterns. So it's almost like if you throw a boomerang, the boomerang comes back. It comes back to you. So that's what your thoughts are doing. Two things. One, definitely you're like many of us. You're going to have to take some time each day to meditate, to get into that place of stillness, that place of quietness, whatever we want to call it, so you can clear your thoughts. It is a whole lot going on with you, and I think you know that as well, too, that there is so much that is going on with you as well, too. Balancing out your chakras or having someone balance your chakras, I think, is definitely beneficial. You can do that many ways. I'm not sure what state you're in. I know that Brother Jeremiah does it. I know that there's been a lot of shows that we talked about here, how to begin to balance your chakra, to balance your chakras out as well, too. You can get Reiki. That could be done to balance out your chakras as well, too. You can also take a bath. You can cleanse your aura. Even though that takes care of the outside, I want you to go a little bit more further than that. And this is about really sort of you being present in the now. This is what's going to do you the greatest good, to be present right now. Because I see you right now being so much in the past and so much thinking about the future that you actually miss what's happening now. And by the time you catch up with what's happening now, it is now the past. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so it's constantly this Groundhog Day going over and over and over and over again. So it's about stopping that frequency. It's about stopping that cycle. It's about breaking it. It's about snapping it in half. It's about stopping that. So one of the things that you want to do is to begin to get in your place of stillness and begin to work with that. And I want you to take about 5 minutes a day to journal down your thoughts. And then begin to predict your own future. Because what I feel from you right now, Kendra, is that you're free-falling. That means that you're not in control of what's going on. You're just free-falling. So whatever is coming up, whatever is happening, you're not participating. And so every day that you get up, you definitely need to begin to start setting your intentions. So it's about being present in the now. Take some time to really recognize how you feel, when you touch your skin, when you touch yourself, really being present in the moment. What is happening right now? And just focus on that and then set your intentions for the future and begin to focus your energy in that direction. Because having someone else do it, I think that's a great thing. But you know me, I'm all about empowering you so that you can take care of it too. So that you can be able to do it. That's where you're going to get your greatest success from. So balancing out your chakras, yes, that's going to help you. Your chakras can become balanced by you doing all of these things that we've talked about here. And some of the Remix families is putting them up there. It's kind of cool right now. I wouldn't recommend you go out in the grass and sort of kind of put your feet in the grass to get grounded. But one of the things you are going to have to do is really be present. Be present. And to be present, what we have to do is stop. It's to stop doing. Stop for the moment. It's the place of what I call the resting tree. Stop. Just stop. Just stop for a minute, sit down, and do absolutely nothing. Sometimes that's the hardest thing in the world for us to do. Nothing. Do absolutely nothing. And just be. What Spirit is saying, by you being in this moment of presence, what's going to happen is you will have things to begin to open up. We were just talking tonight about Ogun, which what Ogun does, the energy of Ogun, it really is about that mystery of finding that place of that portal of truth within yourself. And right now, that's what you're looking for, but you're looking outside of you. And so now we have to bring that attention back inside of Kendra. Find that portal of truth within you, and you're only going to be able to do it if you stop. You've got to stop. So this is about discernment. This is what Spirit is saying. It has a lot to do with omens and messages, not negative omens, but positive omens, because spirit is sending those positive messages to you too, but your perception at this time has been blocked. So this is about birth, and this is about being rebirthed. It's about coming into that place, the energy of five, which is about change. So what's interesting about the energy of five, which is coming up with your energy, is five is one of those numbers, no matter how you look at it, from what side you look at it, it looks the same. So this is about activating your free will. You can look at this in a different way, but you have to set the intention to look at it different. If you don't, you are free falling. I don't know about any of you, but if you've ever jumped out of a plane, which I did that, very dumb, but I did that before. Jump out of a plane. But if you've ever went hang gliding or any of those things, it's that feeling of free falling, and you don't know what's going to happen. This is why many of us have anxiety of different times. And what's going to happen, and I want you to take this into consideration, what's going to happen is when you get into this place of stillness, of doing nothing, it's kind of like, you know how you get ready to go on a vacation, and you hear this from people all the time. They say, oh, I'm getting ready to go on my vacation. I'm about to go to the Bahamas, or I'm about to go here, I'm about to go to this place, and I'm about to go there, or I'm about to go here and go to Louisiana. And then they get to their vacation spot, and they get sick. You know why they get sick? Because for the first time, they've been able to let go and do nothing. And so the body is just beginning to release these things. The body is beginning to release itself and release these things from itself. So get into that place of stillness. Get into that place. Begin to just sit down, to sit with your thoughts for a minute. Really know that you're going through this time of birth and rebirth. Know that this is about change for you. This is about change, and it's about intention. Okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Did that help, sweetie?
It did. It really did.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. It's always good to hear from you again. So know that that's the way that you're going to begin to bring yourself in attune. If I had to give you some chakras for you to work with, I would say work with your first and your third chakra. Trying to take on all of your chakras to balance them at one time for you at this point it may do you more benefit to just work with your first and your third chakra.
Okay.
The first one, you know? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Greetings.
Yes, greetings. This is Ian from Trinidad.
Oh, greetings from Trinidad.
Good night to everybody in your mix. Just calling to... I wanted to find out about... the same thing. Chakra cleansing, chakra alignment. But also, I wanted to find out some ways I could get into maybe past life regression to find out or to get to the root of some of the issues that I'm dealing with right now in life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like too much to ask if I'm being too broad.
Say that again. Say the last part again.
I'm not sure if my request is to specify, be more specific.
Well, I think your request is fine. I don't know if we can get to all of that here when it comes to doing that, but I do want to share some things with you about balancing out the chakras, and it's a lot of ways that chakras can actually be balanced out. When I do my sacred session, I actually can balance out your chakras and also give you sort of a breathing tonic so that you can do it as well too. Now, if you're open to it, what I can do here is actually give you sort of what I call a mini reading. Of course, we're not going to be able to get into all of this at this particular time to deal with these things, but really give you something that you can take away with you today and begin to work on. If you choose to connect with myself or connect with someone else, then that certainly will be great, too. Okay? Are you open to that? What was your name again?
Ian. I'm in the chat room.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to your chakras, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just saying I'm absolutely open to that.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it.
I love it too.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so here we go. When I first get into your energy, some of the first things that come up for me when it comes to dealing with the chakras, I'll do a quick body scan on you really, really quick and take a look at your chakras here. And the one that comes up for me is actually going to be...
From here, from so far?
Yes. I do readings for brother.
Body scan.
Yes, but I do that for people all over the world. You can email me later and I can tell you more about it, but I do that all over the world. Yes. Energy is real. And so you can do that. You know, we're unlimited in that sense. So here we go. All right. So, when I get into your energy, I'm sorry. You want to say something?
No, I just said wow.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure
carry on. Don't let me interrupt. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. The chakra that comes up for you, the chakra that I would say that you definitely want to work with when I first get into your energy, it's going to be the sixth chakra. And I'll tell you what that is because it can be different based upon your understanding. This is the third eye chakra. And the key word for the third eye chakra is I see. And so what Spirit is saying here is that right now your inner seeing, the things for you to begin to activate is going to be those things of clairvoyancy. It's about tapping into your intuition or your higher level of consciousness of being associated with that particular energy, of getting into that energy. Now, how you can begin to activate this particular level of getting into this energy is doing different things. One of them is going to be meditation, of course. That's always going to be up there. But also practice sort of what I like to call a walking meditation. A walking meditation. So you can begin to tap into energy that is a lot higher. Really getting into things like Tai Chi, really visualization, and even doing some color therapy. This is going to help you develop this particular chakra. And again, this has a lot to do with inner seeing. So this is really what we would call the sound. The element that's connected with it has a lot to do with light energy. Now, as far as the rest of your energy and talking about that, the number one thing that comes up for you, and you can tell me if this makes sense to you, is that I see you longing, and here's the word I see again, I see you longing for love.
True.
And this is about love. So another place that I want you to kind of focus your attention and really I would like for you to begin to work with as well is work with the color green. The color green has a lot to do with the fourth chakra, which is the heart. It has a lot to do with that particular energy. But this is about you coming into that place. It's about you letting go of those things of the past because you're really holding on to some old relationship particles of what you think relationships are, old relationships. relationships and bringing them together and really sort of trying to film or really trying to bring in something new, but you still have that of something old. So it is about you letting go. I would recommend you take baths and really do some visualizations with it. Water is one of the most powerful elements there is that will help you in the process of letting go. Yes. Okay. And as far as a past life is concerned, I don't typically do. What I do is called, and I'll use the Sanskrit word, it has a lot to do with the Akashic Record reading, which I think that word is so overrated. Yes, it's so overrated. But just so you can get what I'm saying, I don't really go in for past lives, but I do go in for what is impacting you the most in this carnation. And what is impacting you the most in this carnation is, here in America, we have this saying where we say that people are from the show me state. And this is sort of how you've lived your life. It is about the seeing. It's about you being able to see things and really with your inner self. So building that connection, getting in touch with your higher self, which has a lot to do with ether energy. And so here's some things that you can add into your diet with intention that's going to help you activate that ether energy and cause that shift that needs to happen. You're going to need to incorporate fruits and vegetables. I'm sure that you're eating them, but I want you to begin to study those properties that has a lot to do with fruits and vegetables. I also want you to get into really working with maple syrup. To really get into that, maple syrup has some magical properties that really helps you get in tune with your higher self. Working with the colors, like I told you, the color green, the color purple, the color white, the color black. These are going to be the colors that you need to have around you. Begin to study them. Melanin is going to be a key factor of activating these things, making sure you get enough rest, particularly between the hours of 12 and 6 a.m. in the morning. These are the times that you do need to rest, because I see you staying up at night. I see you having restless sleep. You need to definitely get into the energy of getting rest. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It does.
So these are going to be the things you want to get into meditating, because that's going to help you build that connection between yourself and what we call the higher self. So you're surpassing sort of your conscious mind, because your conscious mind has to see it to believe it. And you want to get into the place where you can begin to have your own inner seeing and activate those things of clairvoyancy within yourself. And that's what you're going to do. As far as a past life, do you bring back some energy from another time? You absolutely do. And that energy that you bring back from another time is impacting you at this particular time. There's one in particular that is, and that has a lot to do with the relationship when it comes to love and sacred unions.
I could relate to everything.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Well, thank you for calling in. You're free to contact me if you want to set up a session. Of course, this is just a mini version of it. But hopefully I got a chance to answer all of your questions for you, tell you about those things of the chakras that I would work with the sixth chakra. That is what's coming up for you, is the energy of six. And if you can look at the correspondence here of how spirit sort of revealed this, the number six, when you turn it on the side, it kind of looks like a pregnant woman. And also six, you see sort of the top part of the six, which represents the sperm, and the circle, which represents the egg. It is the number of completion, of coming together. So this, again, is about the union. So a lot of things, everything that you do is going to be about that sacred union and love for you. So these are some of the things that you do need to be very clear about your intention and where that is going for you.
So this, I'm seeing a email come up here. Question for Blue at Gmail. Can I use that to contact you?
Yes. That's what you're going to use. Question and Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, Blue at gmail.com is where you're going to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Miss Blue.
Nice talking to you. I hope to come on sometime sooner.
Okay. Well, I will look forward to connecting with you again soon. Peace and blessings to you in Trinidad.
Peace and blessings to everybody in the Unix. And to you, Ms. Blue, I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Because the weekend is
well.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good night. Love it. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Greetings. Yes,
greetings. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Shekinah. How are you?
I am wonderful, Shekinah. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing good. I actually have a question that pertains to a dream, but I don't know if you're the right one that I need to be talking to about that, or is that more along the lines of Brother Panic? Am I okay?
Well, Brother Panic will tell you don't come to him with dream questions.
Okay. Okay. Well, I had a dream. It was really weird, though, how... Am I okay to proceed with you then with the dream?
Yeah, and I said that to be facetious. Sometimes he
okay.
does answer.
Yeah, I know he does say that. I know he does say that. But I know a lot of people ask him about the dream. So it was just the other night when your show was on, and for some reason I got disconnected, and we couldn't get the show on, and I fell asleep. And my children fell asleep, too, when we were watching, TV. And so the Disney Channel was on. And in the process, really sleep. And I hadn't really been having any dreams that I can remember for a while, but didn't really, think about it at the time. And I happened to wake up around 3 a.m.-ish, and I'm on the couch. And the TV's still on, and so the show, the girl was talking about lucid dreams on a cartoon just out the clear blue sky, and it was really weird because that's when it made me realize that I hadn't really had, any dreams that I can remember for a while, and so I got up, cut everything off and went to bed, and when I went to bed, then I had a really, I don't know what kind of dream it was, but I had a dream about my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, and she passed in 94 on Mother's Day, and I haven't ever really had any dreams or anything about her, since she's passed, but I was laying there, and I was talking to a friend of mine who lost her son last 4th of July, and someone else was on the other side of me, and so they were telling me that my grandmother was getting ready to come in, but in my dream I'm very much aware, that my grandmother's deceased, that she can't be coming right now or whatever, and so at the same time, though, I'm telling my friend it's really exciting, you can meet my grandmother. Now, when she comes, it's a doorway. We're standing in a house. I don't know what house we're in, but we're in the doorway, standing close to the doorway. And the doorway was made of pure, glass, like a full doorway, with like a gold trim around it. And so she's coming, and she comes in, and of course, I don't really say anything to her. She doesn't say anything to me, but she just kind of gets close. Now, she was real fair skin, like Michael Jackson fair skin. And she was about 59 or so when she passed, so her hair had just really started turning gray, and it's wasn't really, really gray, but really long, pretty hair. And in my dream, though, it was all pure black, like jet black, and it was in spiral curls, which was not a hairstyle that she wore, and it had gold sparkles, and she had on the prettiest, and purple is my favorite color, she had on the prettiest purple sweater. It was so vivid. I don't ever really remember having colors in my dream like that, in any of my dreams before, and it was a very beautiful sweater, like cashmere or something, because it looked very, very plush. And the closer she got to me, I began to see that she had a nose piercing. Now, she never had a nose piercing, but I do. And so the closer she got to me, the more she looked like me in my dream. And then it kind of started getting weird because the closer she got, the bigger her eyes got, like really, round, not like so much bulging, but the whole eye was just larger. And then I woke up. And so I just that was like Friday going into Saturday, so I've just kind of been wondering about the dream, looking up some things here or there. I've been seeing a lot of triple numbers, and, you know, looking that up is, you know, telling me that the angels are around. So I don't know if I can get a little leeway and what that could possibly mean for me right now, because I know I'm really going through a very transformative stage, as, you know, everyone else right now, so...
Right. Okay. Wow, lot going on. Excellent dream. Definitely, you know, dreams are one of those things that I love dreams. I love dreams.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why I have a dream app. So for all of you who have an Android phone, you can actually just go to the Android market and you can search Miss Blue Dream app, Dreams, share your dreams with Miss Blue, and the app will come up. You can actually download it, and then you can share your dreams with me, too, and I give you tips. Now, also with the dream, Shekinah, right?
Yes, ma'am, it's Shekinah.
Shekinah, with the dreams, dreams also are multi-level, and this is something that we talk about on the Remix a lot. Brother Panic talks about it as well. So there's many different levels of dreams, and I'll say this just in case somebody is new and they're listening. The first level of a dream, and when you're decoding it, remember, everything in the dream is you. That's
right.
You. Doesn't matter if it's grandmother, doesn't matter if it's a truck coming down the street, doesn't matter if it's a frog hopping up and down, it's you. All of that is you. And then there's another level of the dream where you can begin to take a look at the mythology in the dream, and you can study it from that point. That's real, too. So there's many different levels. How I work with dreams, so you can understand, the same energy I use within readings is the same, sort of that same energy that I use as well. So it's going to be connected more with you. So you may go to someone else, and they may also give you some information as well about your dream, and that could be true, too, as well. You understand? So it's always best for you to begin to get into it. My audio workbook that I have, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, there is a section in there where I tell you how to begin to make your own dream journal, because that's what you're going to do. Because for somebody, what'd you say?
I just said I haven't gotten to that part yet. We just recently got the audio workbook, and I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Good. Okay, good. Yes, when you get there, you'll be. It takes a long time to work through it. It's not one of those things you just go through, so I appreciate that.
Right.
So here are some things I want you to take a look at in this particular dream of what I got at this time. In this dream, a couple of things. I'll give you some themes. It has a lot to do with opportunities. It has a lot to do with sacred unions.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot to do with your spiritual development.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a lot to do with selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with opportunities of things to come. I said that, opportunities of things to come. And also, it has a lot to do with power. It has a lot to do with that, this particular thing. And if you can think about things that are going on with you at this particular time, these are going to be some of the key words of what's going on. So let's kind of break this down a little bit. And I'm going to try to go back through some of the things. When you seen your grandmother, you said you seen your grandmother and you seen her eyes. And as she began to come closer and closer to you, the eyes began to get bigger for you. And you said you noticed that you could also see your reflection, like almost see your reflection in your grandmother, like you could see that in her. You know, you could see her reflection in you. And this has a lot to do with sort of the suffering. And even though you're not in the place where you're suffering like we would think the world suffers, I'm not talking about that kind of suffering, but where you're really ready to...
turmoil right now.
Yes.
You know, healthy turmoil.
Yes, but you can understand what I'm saying as far as that, as far as that suffering there. So that has a lot to do with it. But also being able to see, being able to look and see the glass, it has a lot to do with you sort of kind of and coming up to the doorway. It has a lot to do with the opportunities. It has a lot to do with you getting ready to come into opportunities. So your grandmother, in a sense, let me just keep this short because I'm getting ready to be real long-winded with this and I don't want to do that. But in essence, to sum this all up, some things to begin to take a look at is to take a look at those things that you're dealing with right now. Really recognize, and I know you are, the part about the suffering, and also ask yourself, it's a time for you to do a self-reflection and to see if there's something you're being selfish about. You know, and that could just be the difference between saying tonight I want us to have potatoes instead of carrots. But just look and see that if you're having sort of some of that energy that's coming up where you're not really sort of taking the wholeness of what's going on in consideration, and is it just coming from you? So make sure you're not doing anything that can be considered selfish. You see, when you're looking at the whole picture. And what that's going to do, it's really going to help you to begin to see much more opportunities that you didn't see that was available to you that is actually available to you.
Okay.
So that's going to help you to open that. And that's just one level of taking a look at it as a part, as opposed to what is going on with you at this particular moment. So this dream really is about the future. It is about you seeing. It is about you moving forward and sort of kind of coming out this place, your grandmother showing up and really sort of kind of showing herself anew to you, you see, and really showing herself you to her. Showing you that that energy is there for you. So you definitely want to work with that energy. You can also contact your grandmother, you know, begin to work with her for guidance, for wisdom. You can do that. That's another level of studying that. The colors of gold, the colors of, what was the other color you said? The color purple.
Her hair was jet. Yeah, her sweater was so beautiful. Like, I wish I had it in real life. But it was just so, it was a very purpley-purple, if that's, you know, a word. And it was, it was so, like, it was, it looked like it was so, like, comfortable and fluffy, like a cashmere. It looked like it was possibly like a cashmere sweater. And it was kind of like a turtleneck and kind of fitting, you know, but looked very, very comfortable. And I really didn't see the rest of her body, even through the doorway. It just seemed like I just saw, like, you know, like a bust would be, you know, no arms or anything like that either, really, that I can remember. But just that, the torso, you know, the face and, and the hair. And
And so it has a lot to do. And really, she's coming, again, like I said, how I do readings, you know, and really kind of help you when it comes to your dream. It really is her telling you that you're in the mystery. So this suffering that you feel, often when we're going through the mystery, this is the part where we're growing. This is where we're getting sort of where we don't know what's going to happen next. You know, we're sort of in that place of what I like to call the mystery, you see, the mystery. It has a lot to do with the mystery as well, too. And her coming in that purple is just really just to let you know that you have that special place for her and you can connect with her. Her seeing through your eyes is that really that suffering that is a reflection, you know, that is felt as well, too. So definitely you want to begin to, like I said, think about those different opportunities that are available for you at this time. You know, really kind of this is a great time to do a self-check and make sure that something that you're doing is not being done out of selfishness, you know.
Okay.
That you are taking the situation to hope.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I just said, okay, I'll do my best because I'm, I don't get, I guess that's where the suffering comes in because I'm toiled between, you know, I guess that the healthy selfishness and the, you know, and I've talked to you before. I haven't had a reading before, but we've spoken on the phone, and so you were talking to me about, you know, getting in touch. I communicate with others outside, but just that communication with myself, and so I've been really working on that. So, and, you know, I have a large family, and so, like, what I'm toiling with right now is that, you know, spreading myself to where I'm doing what I need to for everybody, but also I have that, you know, time to myself that I need for myself so that I can do for everyone. So sometimes I, you know, right now that's my big struggle.
Right. Well, that's not going to be considered selfishness. That's okay. Anything that you're doing that's positive for you is not considered selfishness. So that I'm not talking for. That is actually excellent, and it's something that is needed to be done. But just kind of take a look, you know.
Okay.
You may not can see it right now. You may have
right
to
now.
Just kind of sit with it for a moment. But, yeah,
okay.
Just take a look, because that's what Spirit is saying. Stand your ground. Definitely continue to move, because the opportunities are going to begin to open up for you a whole lot more. A whole lot more.
I'm loving it. I'm waiting for those opportunities. And I see them coming. They're sure. They're rearing their little head little by little. So thank you so much for all that you do, Ms. Boo. I appreciate everything that you do. And I will continue to listen and continue to know my magic.
All right.
Have a
well,
blessed
thank
evening.
You. Peace and blessings to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go on to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, area code 863. You're live in a remix.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Gerald calling from Central Florida. Gerald boy in the chat room. How you
okay,
doing?
Okay, greetings to you.
Hey, Ms. Blue, you did a show about a few weeks ago titled Gems and Crystals. I forget the exact title, but you went over a bunch of stones. And one of the stones you mentioned was obsidian. And
yes.
You mentioned that I guess forget your exact words, but you said that it pretty much it's like bring things to light and
In a catastrophic way?
Yes. And you also said it's not a stone that you want to deal with 24/7, and I see what you mean. But you also mentioned that this stone, it would leave voids, and these voids left behind, you need to fill them. Can you give me an example of what you meant by that? And also, when you mention these stones, and you, how much of the stone do you actually need? Because I went out and bought some obsidian, and I guess I don't know if I got too much or what, but.
Oh, what? Okay. Fair enough question, definitely. Yeah. Whenever you're dealing with stones or whenever you're dealing with healing, because in a sense we're using these stones and herbs and all kinds of things for healings and for our spiritual growth and just really to help us to continue to evolve, as we talked about here tonight. And whenever you take something out, you know, just I want you to begin to think of it this way. If you have a bowl, and let's say I have an orange, a banana, and a peach in the bowl. If I take out an orange, and then there's a space there. There's an empty space there. Can you agree that there's an empty space there?
Of course.
Right. If I take out the banana and the peach, now I have a empty bowl. There's nothing there, right?
Right.
Okay. So if there are things sort of kind of floating around, and some of us can attest to this, if we ever left an ironing board up, if you leave an ironing board up or a chair that you don't use, eventually what's going to happen is you're going to walk by and you're going to put something on it, or you're going to throw something in the chair. So that works the same way with our energy. If you take things out or you clear things up, you need to fill that space with something. So energetically, what the obsidian does is it brings things to light that you need to deal with. And sometimes it brings it up in a catastrophic way. When it brings it up and you're beginning to work with it, what's going to happen is you're going to find that low, kind of like when you're having a conversation with a person and the person paused. That's called the low in the conversation. So you got to get in there and say something. So it works the same way. So let's say you're dealing with a particular situation. Maybe it's a relationship and you had to, you're carrying around a lot of baggage from that relationship and you haven't let it go. And all of a sudden, all of these feelings are coming up. You know, you're working with the energy of the obsidian, and these feelings are coming up, and it's forcing you to deal with it. So once you've dealt with it and that has cleared itself out, you need to fill that space that it was taking up energetically with you, with something else. So whether that's with love, whether that's filling your heart with more joy, you need to consciously put something else in there. So it's done on an energetic level in that sense, but you need to fill that space with something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And I don't know. What was my other question?
Your other question had to do with you asked about the obsidian.
And the amount of it. I'm sorry.
and whether or not, I don't think it's too little you can work with, and I don't think it's too much. But what I will tell you is if you feel that too many things are happening too fast, here's something I want everybody to hear this about a crystal. I want everybody to know this and hear this about a crystal. These are tools. The magical activation potion that this crystal needs is you. It needs you to be activated. So it's not to say that some crystal is going to control your life. That's foolishness. That doesn't happen. If you're making it happen, then you can actually do that. I mean, I think that's a little bit of playing with yourself, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to surrender your will to a crystal. Know that the crystal is there to work with you. It is a tool just like all of these other tools. And so what happens is when you begin to work with the energy and you bring something up within yourself energetically, I could never have that obsidian again, but I've already worked with these things and brought them up within myself, so now I got to deal with them. So I could get rid of the obsidian, but I'm still here forced to deal with this stuff. It's not the crystal making it happen anymore. I have activated these things within myself. So once I activated it, now I'm dealing with it. Does that make sense? Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So this activation that you have done with the obsidian, if you're feeling like it's coming too fast or too much or maybe you've done too much, then get you a rose quartz. Because what that's going to do is if you work with the obsidian and the rose quartz, it can slow that energy down because it's not something that you're tapping into too fast, too quick, and it's coming up in a catastrophic way. Remember, the obsidian was actually made from the lava, the molten lava coming out of a volcano. We know that volcanoes erupt. A volcano is not being nice when it's spewing out. It's getting it out of there. It's saying it's got to go.
Right.
So that's the same way that it energetically connects with your energy. So you can get your rose quartz and begin to work with the obsidian if you're going to still continue to work with it and slow it down and just kind of slow that down. If there's some things that you do know need to come to a head, they do need to be dealt with. You need to bring them to the surface. You can safely work with the obsidian. And work with the rose quartz with it. So just put a rose quartz with it. If you take it with you into meditation and you're doing visualization exercises, do that with it. Make sure you clear it again. It's important, particularly when you get a stone, that you clear it and then you charge it. Most stones have to be cleared and charged. Not all, but most of them do.
Okay, and what about the obsidian?
The obsidian does need to be cleared.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you let me know how to do that exactly?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's many different ways, and I'll tell you this, and this is what I tell everybody. There really is no wrong or right way to clear or to charge a stone. When you first get a crystal or a stone, and I tell this to everyone when I give out crystals and stones in any of my sessions, first thing you need to do is research that stone because you need to know. When you get ready to go purchase the stone, the best way, it's not always going to be the perfect way, but one of the best ways is to allow the stone to choose you. Because what you're doing is you're actually getting into the spiritual practice and your intention when you connect with the stone. You see? So you're already connecting with the stone. You see that? You're already connecting with your stone. So when you go there, and if you're in the crystal store, people will laugh at you, but they already know what you're doing. You're waiting for that stone to choose you. And it's going to say, hey, pick me, pick me. That's the one you get, the one that is calling you. So you've already started your intention, and you've already started your connection. So many different ways to clear stone, from putting them in water, from putting them in salt. Some people take them and put them out in the moonlight. Some people bury them, put them in the ground. Some people put them in the sunlight. It's so many different ways that you can actually clear the energy. You can pick up any kind of crystal book, and there will be a way for you to clear the energy in and out of a stone. To clear it, because you want to clear it, because other people have touched it. Their energy is in there. Remember that obsidian has a picture of when the volcano, it captures in some of the obsidians. If you have a good grade of obsidian, you can see actually the reflection of the volcano in it. It captures pictures. It holds it within it.
Okay.
And in ancient times, it was actually used as like a crystal ball. You could actually see the future. You can still, let me just tell you that. You still can see the future in it. But that's what you want to do. And after you've cleared the energy, then you want to program your stone for you. So it works with you and what you got going on.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good.
Yes. So that's what you want to do. And so get
you
a clear quartz crystal. Pick you up a crystal book. Contact me for a reading. I'll take you through all of those different modalities. But don't let a stone control you. You're too much of a powerful God for that. Know that you're in full control. You're in full control. All right. Peace and love.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Lou. Bye.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Crystal. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, greetings, Crystal.
Hi, I'm kind of like, I have a question about something that happened to me a couple months ago. I experienced like a real heightened awareness after I think I called in one time and you were telling me to develop my clairaudience and stuff because you saw something like an aura color. And so when I started doing that, I really started picking up a lot of things. And I wanted to know if there was an herb. But the issue I have now is that I don't trust anybody. Like it's crazy. It's like I'm kind of suspicious of, like, people's intentions and stuff now. And I want to see if there's an herb or, I mean, just anything that like, kind of help me with that or any type of thing that I could do to help me with that.
With trust?
Yes.
Well, okay. Let me think. An herb that can help you with trust. I think, let me see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you a remedy, and it's going to take a little while for it to make, but I think some of you guys will love this as well, too. What you can do, you're going to need some roses, some fresh roses. You're also going to need some brandy. The better the brandy, the better. And you'll need a glass jar, like a mason jar, like a mason glass jar. And you're also going to need like a spoon. You'll use a spoon. And what this is going to do, it's going to help with a lot of things. We know that the ultimate feminine symbol is the rose. You can actually look at the rose, and it almost looks like the yoni. You know, it looks there, and it also is the symbol of pure love. And so what is actually going on for you, Crystal, is that you really, really need to work with more of love. So whenever we have this issue or these things with trust, it really is about that lack of love. And so whenever we've had these things portrayed within ourselves, it sort of kind of heightened that awareness as well, too. Because here's one of the things that once you begin to really understand and tap into this energy more, and this is something we're all learning, so you're not alone on this journey as well, is that you will begin to trust yourself. So it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. When I was young, and I'm going to share this because this was some powerful words that my father gave me, and he told me when it came to dating, and I was young in high school, you know how you have that little boyfriend and, you know, you think your life is going to be forever with this person. And he told me, always have your own agenda. Always have your own agenda. And then follow your agenda, because if you follow your agenda, then you don't have to worry about following someone else's. It's only when you get outside of following yours that you have to worry about someone else's agenda. And the reason I think that that's so prevalent right here of what you're dealing with, because I think we all go through these different phases of this, you know what I mean? Especially when you can pick up things, when they're heightened, because I know for myself, sometimes you're able to pick up things, whether they're real or seen. As human beings, we have over 10,000 thoughts a day. And I can promise you, most of those thoughts that go in and out of our head have absolutely nothing to do with what we really think to some degree. Sometimes we're thinking things and they're just dumb things that we're thinking. Let's just be real with it. We're human. To some degree, we're not always on that own that spiritual level that we all try to be on at all times, but it has a lot to do with really staying true to you. It doesn't matter about their agenda, because you can't change their agenda anyway.
Right, and that's the thing, because I mean you're right on with that, because when you were telling me to, you know, develop my my abilities and stuff, I ended up doing that, and it was like, it was like pure love. Like I could see myself in other people, and I treat people how I wanted to be treated, and it was all I could, the word I can put on it is weird, but
yeah.
It was just like, you know, I could actually see myself in them, and like I wouldn't even think of treating somebody up, you know, a bad type of way, so.
Right.
And that I was trusting like the wrong type of people, I guess, just in being, you know, like kind of like naive about it. Like, okay, everybody's great. And, you know, everything's all good.
Yeah, well,
and,
you know,
that's when everything kind of, you know, failed, I guess.
Yes. And here's a good thing. Staying true to your agenda doesn't mean that everybody's agenda is good. That doesn't mean
that. Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean that everybody's agenda is good. That doesn't mean that whatsoever. That doesn't. But it means that if you stay true and in your place of love, then you'll be able to move through. You'll be able to connect with whoever you connect with. Love is going to connect you with your truth. You know, once you're connected with your truth, then you're going to know things that you need to stay away from. You're going to know people that you don't have to hate them, but you're going to know people you don't want to be connected with. You're going to know that. So let's talk about these three items and what it's going to help you to do. It's actually a remedy you can do. So you're going to take the flowers. Make sure they're not flowers with pesticides or any of that junk on it. You're going to take the flowers. You're going to put them in the jar. As you take the flowers and you put them in the jar, then the next thing you're going to do, oh, and you need some honey. I don't know if I told you guys about the honey, but you're going to need some honey too. So brandy you'll need. You're going to need some brandy. You're going to need some fresh rose petals. You're going to need that as well. And you're going to need some raw honey. You're going to need some raw honey and a spoon. So what you're going to be making is actually a rose elixir. And this is really just going to help you to get in connection with that energy, rose energy, and the essence of rose, which is about pure love. It's about truth. It's about trust. It's about tapping into that energy of your higher self. So you'll pour the brandy in there, about a pint of brandy. And the better the brandy, the better the elixir is going to taste. And then you're going to pour about a third a pint of honey inside the jar. And then you're going to take the spoon and stir it up with the roses in it, the honeys in it, the brandy in it, and you're going to mix it all up and just kind of stir it around and mix it up. You're going to close it in a jar, and you're actually going to find a place for it, just sort of maybe in your pantry or in the cabinet. You're going to put it for 4 to 6 weeks, and you're going to leave it in there. And then when it comes out, you're going to begin to eat it. You can mix it in with your food. You can use it that way. You're going to have the rose petals there as well, too. So it's going to help in so many different ways. You can take some of it out and mix it in with teas. It's going to be good for that. You can take a little bit of it and eat it right before you go into meditation to help raise the frequency so that you can tap into that energy as well. It helps with the circulatory system in the body, if you just want to know about that, digestive system, everything with the reproductive system. All of those things, anxiety, it helps with if you're dealing with trauma, grief, stress, fatigue, it's going to help you with that. And then you can take it and put it in a small bottle and just kind of carry it around with you. It's actually going to act almost like a rescue remedy for you. So whenever you're having sort of those bouts where you're dealing with things that you can't, it's really going to help you with that.
Okay.
So I'm also going to give you, a crystal too, okay? I'm going to give you a crystal or a stone to work with. And what I would recommend that you work with is going to be the iron pyrite. Are you familiar with the iron pyrite?
Yeah, I have one of those. I have a little tiny piece of one. But yeah,
okay.
I have one.
Okay. Well, the iron pyrite is actually an excellent crystal to work with. And this iron pyrite, what's so good about it is that this is what they call fool's gold.
Right.
You know, it's fool's gold. Yeah, it looks like a little chunk of gold, like a gold nugget. And actually, right. It is also what you see inside of lapis lazuli. You see the gold that runs through the blue lapis. It is actually, That's iron pyrite. That's there too. Now, the reason for this that's really, really good, it helps with a couple of things. In ancient times, they actually used to use this. It has a lot of reflecting qualities. So it has, if someone is trying to send some negative energy to you, the iron pyrite, what it does is it sort of protects and it reflects and wards off any negative energy. It also helps you to build your self-confidence and your self-esteem. It also helps you to uncover the core issue of a situation. It also helps you to uplift yourself into overcoming your doubts, any type of despair, and really just encourages you as you continue on your path in your journey. So it's excellent for that. Excellent.
I don't know what you mean by work with it, because I just have it. I think I bought some a long time ago, and it's just hidden on my. So okay, now I know what work with it means. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's a couple of ways.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of ways. I gotta talk to my friend here for a minute. Hold on. It's a couple of ways that you can actually work with a stone. When I say work with it, you can use it in dream work. You can put it underneath your pillow. You can use it by holding it in your hand when you're doing meditation, doing visualization exercises. Some stones, some crystals, and I got to tell somebody to stop just a minute. Some stones and some crystals, you can actually sleep with them underneath your pillow to work with them in that way. You can take a bath with some of them, carry them around. For the sisters, what I tell them is when you buy a stone, make sure you also buy a small stone where you can actually take it and you can just drop it in the center of your bra. Now, this is why I always say go back. And do your research on a stone, because stones need to make contact with your physical body in order to be activated. Remember, crystals and stones is what runs this world. This whole planet is being ran by crystals and stones.
Okay.
At all times. And I was talking about somebody in the chat
not somebody messing with me in real life, you guys. I see all these little crazy looks in the chat room. No, I mean somebody's PMing me in chat. So anyway, y'all are too much. So you definitely want to make sure that first it's a crystal and a stone that that you want to have close to you, some of those properties that you want to be brought up. But if it's one of those that you want to, you can carry it in the cusp of your bra, put it in your pocket or your purse, but make sure you touch it and make physical contact, because that's how you activate the energy within yourself. It doesn't control you from a distance. Now, if you just want to have something in your sacred space and in your aura, then you can do it that way. You can have it on your altar to charge it up or to begin to work with it. You can have it that way, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for the roses, was it a certain color or it was like just anyone?
You can actually get any color rose. I would encourage you to use something symbolic of really connecting with heart energy, which is going to be pink and or green. You can use or, you know, just any of those. Really just kind of let spirit lead you and guide you and see what sort of calls you out. Just make sure it's a natural, some natural roses that you're getting, and just take
okay.
the petals and take one of them and put them in there and let us know, because I'm making mine now. I can't wait until I'm getting close to that time that I can take them out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 862. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. 862? Okay, I guess they don't want to say nothing. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss California Rowe. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been here for a while. Got through. I'm excited. I've been waiting for the show for a long time.
Okay.
Well, I have a question about a dream that I have that's been bothering me very thoroughly. I have a 6-month-old daughter. And
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you hear me properly?
I couldn't. It sounds like you're kind of far away from where you are. Come a little closer for me.
Okay, one second.
Yeah, come a little closer.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I said I had a set of a 6-month-old daughter that I named Talia Set. And about a couple days ago, I had a dream that she died. Now, it was really scary because I was not terrified in the dream. She died and I did not see her body or anything like that. I was just grieving her death. And I had a lot of relatives around me just talking to me and, you know, the usual, trying to calm you down and stuff like that. And it really bothers me because I know that she's not going to die. I know that's not what it represents. But I'm really trying to figure out why would I dream something like that? Like, why would I, you know what I mean?
Right, yes. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. You said your baby was 5 months old. I'm sorry, I'm getting some static, but I want to make sure I hear you. Congratulations on the baby girl. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And what day was she born?
She was born May 11th.
Okay. May
11th. Mm-hmm. I like 2:23 in the morning. Yeah.
Okay. Two things. One, when we think about, of course, thinking about death, and of course, I can imagine, you know, having this beautiful life in front of you, and sort of having sort of that energy of feeling like, oh no, you know, having a dream right. that your baby is dying. She's 5 months old, and so let's look at this. When we think about death, death just really means the end of a particular cycle. It means sort of a change, also a shift in your consciousness. You can think of it in your higher self, just really in that higher part of yourself. That's what death has a lot to do with. Because she is your daughter, you are changing. Your body is physically changing. Typically, between 1 to 6 months after a woman has a baby, her hormones in her body have shifted so much that literally, well, I forgot, I'm talking to the remix. So not literally. I forgot. Okay, so not literally, you guys, but what can actually happen is this is a time when a woman can actually become a man.
Wow.
Because that shift is so traumatic, and also because of that energy. You know, because of that energy, the hormone balance in there. So really this dream was more about you, and this is sort of more of an awakening within your subconscious mind. This is more of an awakening for you. So this is sort of that landmarker. She's sort of representative, you guys both going into a different phase, into a different cycle, a really sort of kind of rising your consciousness at that. And this is also a need. And I want you to hear me when I say this to you, mm-hmm. of what mm-hmm. I'm picking up spiritually. This is a need for you to show some more compassion. This is a need that Spirit is saying for you to show more compassion towards yourself first, towards your baby, towards everything that's going on in your life, to show that compassion between that connection between you and her. Because everything that you're going through, she's going through too. Are you still nursing her?
No, I have stopped.
You stopped, okay. Mm-hmm. So, and you stopped when she was about, what, 3 months?
No, I just stopped, like, probably like 2-3 weeks ago.
Any particular reason why you stopped?
It was just very, very uncomfortable. I had a lot of milk. It was really uncomfortable. She wasn't feeding as well as, like, she wasn't drinking a lot of milk the milk I produced. So it would be really painful. And even with some of the herbs that I took for it, it was still really painful. So I just stopped. And it made her a little constipated too. So it wasn't really, you know, mm-hmm. plus.
Well, again, I'm going to definitely, I was just seeing what else I picked up on that, but one of the things that I will definitely tell you is that, yes, this is about that shift. It's about that change. So now that you're not nursing her and you get to make that decision as the gatekeeper over your child and you being the mother, you understand? So you get to make that decision. That what Spirit is saying right now, because this would make sense why compassion is coming up, you have to have more compassion for her, because this is a very big transition for her not being able to nurse with you. So whether or not she shows that, or whether her emotions or the baby's anything comes up with that, know that this is definitely a time that you got to have more compassion. So more loving, more holding, more cuddle time with her, everything of being able to take the place of what she was getting from you. Because it was more than just the milk. It was the passing of the DNA. It was the passing of the consciousness. It was the nurturing. It was the soothing. It was all of those things for her. And so now it makes sense. You know, somebody in the chat room put, what? When I said you need to have more compassion for your baby. Of course you do. This is also just cycling to really show this time of change. She's at 5 months, and this is the change. And so now you're going to the next level in your consciousness. Yes.
Yeah. But you know what? I know what you're talking about now. It makes completely sense. Now let everybody know that she, like me and her, was when she breastfed, it was like her best friend, you know, and she would sleep and wake up, and that's her friend. That's what she did, and that's what her comfort, you know.
Yeah.
And now she adopted a new comfort of sucking her thumb. And I have always been very, I can't stand it, you know what I mean? And it really cuts my patience, but I know that's her comfort, you know? So I've been really trying to just be patient with her and let her have her comfort, because I took away a comfort from her. So what you're telling me makes complete sense.
Yes, beautiful. Yeah, if at all possible, I know it can be challenging. I'm going to put you on mute because I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. But if at all, I know it can be challenging, you know, and you definitely get to make the decision, but know that it is more than about the milk. And so really what Spirit is saying right now is that you have to give more compassion to your baby. Give her more compassion. That compassion has to come out in more ways. And so now you just sort of kind of gave your own confirmation from that, because you stopped nursing her. So really showing this death, this is really symbolic of you two going into another cycle, into another phase. If at all possible, you should still try to nurse her. I know that's a difficult challenge, but know that that is going to impact her. So you are going to have that compassion to understand. So when she takes on things of sucking her thumb, or, you know, really sucking bottles and nipples and things, that there is more compassion that's going to be needed. She may be a little bit more cranky, a little bit more irritable, maybe get a little colic and things. But just keep having compassion towards that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do pretty.
Yeah.
I'm
well, I'm glad that made sense to you. So beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had an aha moment. I was like, that was good. Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. You've answered my question.
Yes. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love to all of you, too. All right. Good night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, another 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, good night, Ms. Blue. It's Juliana from Ontario, Canada.
I'm sorry. Who's on the line, please?
Juliana.
Joanna?
Juliana.
Juliana. Okay, Juliana. Greetings, Juliana.
Hi, good night. I've been trying a while to get in contact with you. Well, I'm going through a major transformation, I know for sure, and I'm pregnant. And I don't know. Everything else has been working out okay, except that I wanted a homeboy, and it seems like it's not possible right now because my pressure reading is high, but everything else is okay. So I want to know if I could get a mini reading done to know what's going on. So it's only that.
Okay. And I'm going to try to use my skills to understand patois a little bit.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm gonna really work my patois here right now. And see what I can. I think I got you. I think I really do got you. It's been a minute, but I think I could definitely understand what is going on. Okay. So let's see. You can just say, yes, Miss Blue, no, Miss Blue. I'm going to give you some key words here, okay? And these are some of the key words that that Spirit is picking up at this particular time. It has a lot to do with boredom. It has a lot to do with being discontent. It has a lot to do with fertility, finances, and also changes.
Sure.
Okay, so good. And so what you're really wanting to know, because there are some changes that you want to make at this particular time, but because you're pregnant at this particular time, you don't know if it is something that you need to do. And one of the things that's also stopping you at this time, it has a lot to do with your finances. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so now you're in the place where you have to kind of be make some decisions, and you're just not really sure which direction to go in to make these decisions.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're doing good so far. We're doing so good so far. All right. Well, number one thing that definitely is going to be important for you at this time is going to be harmony. And then also, I feel that you are missing sort of that connection of your family. You're missing connection of people that you would like to be around you at this particular time. So it's not so much the boredom, but it is kind of the boredom of missing. You're having sort of those memories of love, those memories of what love felt like to be around people who loved and cared about you and support you, correct?
Yeah.
And so now here's one of the things that I'll tell you that is also coming up for you at this time. And Spirit is saying that it is a good time for you to begin to have some movement and move forward. But a couple of things to have in place first. First, you got to get those things of finances taken care of, take a look at that, and then know that it's not going to block you from in the future. Because I get the sense that you feel if you don't make a decision right now, what's going to happen is that you're not going to be able to do it later.
Not really.
One more time, say it for me.
Not really.
So you feel like you can do it later, then why the rush to make the decision now?
Because the baby's underway. I have about 10 more weeks to live. But recently I went into the hospital because my pressure went high.
I know who this is.
Yes.
Well, good. Okay, hold on. All right. So you said your pressure is up very high. You have your pressure up.
Yeah, it went up. I'm not right now. I didn't check it today, but I will check it on Tuesday. They give me some medication, which I really didn't want to take, but I just go along with it because.
Okay, I got you. Okay, all right. Well, beautiful. So now, here's one of the things that you can do because you have your pressure up. I definitely wouldn't recommend you doing no traveling. Two things that you can do. I'm going to give you a natural thing that you can do. If you have a fish tank, do you have a fish tank by chance in your house?
No.
You said, I'm sorry?
No.
No, you don't have a fish tank. Well, one of the things that I would recommend is that you take a look at some fish. And let me tell you why. Because that motion of the fish is going to soothe your blood pressure. It's going to soothe the energy within you and really help you to bring that blood pressure down. Another thing you can do is take a bath in rosemary. Take some rosemary herbs, and you can actually take a bath with that. You can also put some down in the shower and let the steam from the shower come up, and that's going to help you too. Also, just listening to some very, very relaxing music is going to help you to bring your blood pressure down. There are some different herbs that you can work with. I'm going to have to take a look because some of them are not recommended when
you're on medication right now, correct? Aren't you on medication for your blood? You're on medication for your blood pressure. So it is going to be some other things I want to take a look at, but here's some things that you can do in the meantime. And really what's going to help you, like I said, is really if you have a little fountain, like a little water fountain, to really just hear the water.
I saw one today, and when I saw it,
you wanted
to call me. I wanted to get it, but the place was closed.
Oh, but the place was closed. Well, next time when you see that, you get you one of those little fountains, and I want you to just sort of kind of take that time for you and the baby, put your feet up, put the little water fountain on, close your eyes and just relax and listen to that sound, that flow of the water. And that's going to really, really help you. There's a lot of scientific evidence about this if we need to go to the science side, but the spiritual side will tell us about that of water. Taking those things, a bath, just relaxing in the bathtub, like I said, with some rosemary oil, rosemary herbs, it's going to help you. It's going to help you to settle your energy, really get into that place of peace and calmness, and it's going to help your blood pressure to go down for you. Yeah. And if you can get somebody to give you a foot massage, that's going to do wonders too. Just a nice foot massage, just really, really to have that. But just trying to stay in that place of peace and put you on some music, you know, make you a nice little playlist and sit back and put the water fountain on and just allow that to go through. And just you're in one of the best times of a woman's life, and that is to be with child as well too, and just sort of kind of resting in that moment. A great thing to get, because you also, I pick up boredom with you. I pick up boredom. Does that mean anything?
I have to be still.
Yeah, you have to be still, but you don't have to be bored. So it's a lot of things you can do. You can actually go back in, and I want you to go back and download the show that I did about nurturing the unborn child. I think it's called The Three Levels of Childhood or something of that nature. And there's a book called Nurturing the Unborn Child. And there's actually activities that you and the baby can do throughout the day, even before the baby is born, to help pass on that spiritual DNA, that consciousness that you have onto your child before they're even in this physical reality, because their spirit and their soul is resting within you. And so you can be doing these things throughout the day, even while you're laying still. There's different games, there's different activities that you can do. You and the baby have the time where you talk to the baby, where you're reading to the baby, you know, say, okay, this is our tummy time right now, and this is when you begin to talk to the baby, rub your stomach. It tells you how to do different activities that you can touch and you can rub your stomach. Different thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I do that, and sometimes he play like I touch and he touch back and I talk to him. So sometimes I do that.
Yes. Do that. That's great. And you can actually set yourself up on a routine. So you could say, at this time of the day, this is when we're going to have our talk time. This is when I'm going to read to you. This is when I'm going to sing to you. And even the music that you're playing, because the baby can hear the music. It can hear the vibrations, the things that you're listening to. So even this conversation, hi, little baby, the baby is hearing this conversation. The baby is hearing this conversation right now.
A lot of the shows, I listen to them. And sometimes I notice when I'm listening to them, like, you get excited. He's removing a lot of that. When I'm up, when I'm sleeping, he's sleeping.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Kicking. I mean, there's been research, like this mother used to listen to MASH every single day. And when her child was born, she didn't care if he was crying, happy, sad, sleep. Whenever that theme song of MASH would come on, the baby would just stop what they were doing and almost become mesmerized. So how many babies do we have mesmerized by the remix? That would be an interesting
interesting story. So definitely you want to do those things to continue to nurture yourself, because I see boredom with you. No need to rush anything. Know that you have time to do that. So Spirit is definitely saying that positive movement forward is coming up for you. So no worries. Absolutely no worries in that department. And really know that those things, finances and change is coming upon you. What you need is harmony, and really sort of get rid of that boredom that you're going through right now, because there's so many different things that you can do even while you're being still. You don't have to be bored to be still. You don't. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and I'm so glad that you, definitely called in, and we'll be connecting with you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're bye-bye. Welcome. Peace. Beautiful. I'm going to have to brush up on my patois a little bit. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 248. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is Troy from Detroit.
Oh, greetings, Troy from Detroit.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm doing okay. I've been trying to get a mini reading for about 2 years. I think the last time Panic called in, and you was like, hold on, I'll get back to you. And then I somehow missed my reading in July. I had emailed you and stuff, but I had to do it over again. So I guess I got another one in October, maybe.
Okay.
Not October. I meant to say January, I think.
Okay. Well, I know Sister Munya will definitely take care of you, and we'll definitely get you in. If you missed it, you guys know that there is a waiting list, so I do try to
make sure to
get them in. So tell me, Troy, what is some of the things that's going on with you at this time? What are some of the things you want to talk about? What's going on?
First of all, I was listening to the herbs. I've been looking for herbs. I've been having skin problems because my father passed from Agent Orange, and I had put it on the Remix family page, and I got some good input on it. But when I go to the veteran hospital, they won't test me. And they trying to send me to Washington. They was like, you need to call this number in Washington. And I'm getting real nervous because my father passed at 52. He was only 52 years old. Mm-hmm. And I guess it attacks your nervous system or something like that. But, like, I'm just having a lot of skin problems in my back and my lower legs. I've just been getting nervous about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But other than that, I've been doing okay. But I had another dream about you last month. You was driving a school bus this time.
Well,
I was
beautiful.
Going to pick up the kids. Yeah. Do you remember the first one I had? You was driving like a Cadillac. Yeah. But this time it was a school bus. And what happened was I was coming to pick my son up, and you were pulled up in the bus, and you was like, you and your son get on the bus. And we got on the bus, and a bunch of birds was chasing the bus. And I woke up, I said, man, I done had another dream about this book.
Well, you know, definitely, and this was something that was actually brought to my attention, too. Of course, you know, I would be driving the bus because that really is symbolic of really with time travel, and that's one of the things that I do is I do time travel with people when we go into the sessions, when we go into the readings. We really kind of go into that place of time travel, and so yes, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Somebody wrote the magic school bus. Yeah, the remix. We took a trip tonight. We did. We took a trip. We took a trip. So let's talk about a couple of those things. Definitely, Ashe to you and your father, and particularly when it comes for those things as
what I want you to do, Troy, is, and once we have your session, I'll do a complete body scan on you, but I'll give you some herbs now that you can begin to work with. That's going to help you with that as well, too.
Okay.
The first thing I want you to do is really not to claim this. You know, don't claim that you have Agent Orange. We don't want to claim that. And even though that was something that, you know, was a big part of your father's passing, do you have me on Bluetooth or speakerphone by chance?
No. Nope. I can turn my phone down.
Okay.
I had to come outside because sometimes the phone would cut off. So I'm sitting outside looking at the stars and looking at you.
Oh, okay, beautiful. All right. Okay, beautiful. So what I was going to say is you don't want to claim that. You definitely don't want to claim that, and I know you're not. But here's some things I want you to begin to think about when it comes to herbs. And we talked about these two tonight, but St. John's wort. I want you to think about that. That's going to help you with those things of that as well, too. And then also what I'll do is I'm going to look for some things for eczema and see if I can get a remedy for you. I gave out some before, but some of those things that you can begin to put on your skin that's going to help you with your eczema and really having that, but also having your body in the position where you can detox yourself.
Okay. I got that from the family. I've been working on that.
Mhm. Mhm.
Then I ordered some sassafras too. Am I saying that
okay.
right? Sassafras.
Yeah. You're saying it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Some sassafras. So I'm waiting on that.
Yeah.
But when I go to the dermatologist, they just give me cream and antibiotics, and they keep coming back, and they say it's asthma. And I know it's not asthma, not the asthma,
well,
but what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm not sure.
Acne. I'm sorry.
They're saying acne. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I can see that. But really, again, I think what your system is really sort of kind of crying out for is really for acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
for acceptance. And it's also a form, too, of disliking certain parts of yourself.
Okay.
And looking at that really sort of on a higher level, I'm going to give you a couple of things that you can begin to work with. When we start to talk about eczema has a lot to do with a conscious interruption. Things that have interrupted your life. So whether that is just about your father passing and sort of holding on to that, you understand, and then beginning to be in a place of not really accepting yourself. And these are some of the things that maybe you've dealt with at a younger age that are still kind of lingering on, just really not accepting yourself or having a form of dislike about, it could be anything, certain things that you do that you just really dislike yourself. Because you tend to really kind of beat yourself up a lot, which we all do that to some degree, but you do it a lot. And so this is where you need to release that energy from yourself. We know that everything physical has a metaphysical side to it. So those are going to be some things to really begin to take a look at. And so something you can work with, I'll give you sort of a magical statement, and that is love and joy surround me. I am safe and secure, and at a place of peace and harmony. Safe and secure, and at a place of peace and harmony.
Oh, I appreciate that. I wrote that down too because my mother's dead, grandmother, everybody.
Yes.
Passed away, basically. And that's kind of what drove me into consciousness. And right now I got both of my kids and my baby's mother. Do you remember when we was talking in the gas station that one time? He's like, boy, call me So she's still running the streets, and I can't understand it. And I dream about her every day, like not in a sexual way, but we'll be with the kids or something, and I'll wake up like, man, why I keep dreaming about this girl, and she don't want me. She don't want nothing to do with me or the kids. So that's kind of strange. So.
Well, again, you know, a lot of times, of course, rightfully, she's the child, she's the mother of your children, and you have the children there, so you are dreaming about her. What you want to do, though, is try to look at that dream and really just begin to see the part of the nurturing that definitely she cannot do, you see, that she cannot do.
Exactly.
She cannot do. This is where you're filling that void for your children and being there for them, for everyone, from your grandparents, parents, and everyone that's in the family. So this is sort of that torch that you're going to carry on. Here's another affirmation I'm going to give you to Troy, and that is, I love and accept myself right where I am now. Yes. And so spiritually, if I could sum this all up for you, what spirit is saying is that you're in a time of really, really sort of kind of building a strong foundation. And everyone in the chat room is giving you big shout outs. They're saying shout out to Daddy Troy, to Daddy Troy, holding it down. Which is a
beautiful
thing.
I'm a comedian actually, and I've been getting booed ever since I started listening to the remix.
You've been getting booed.
I guess I'm too deep for the audience because I cracked a joke. Listen to this. I fell asleep in church, and I dreamed that the Holy Ghost was running around snatching wallets and purses, and they booed me. I thought that was kind of funny. And I was the only one who could see the Holy Ghost. It's like I'll just go. The remix just take me there. That's all I'm saying. They just take me to another outlook, you know.
Well, everybody in the remix says that's funny, Troy. So no worries there. No worries, Troy. So, what is needed for you at this time, Troy, is about rest and rejuvenation. It is about you building a foundation and being able to speak that as your truth. And standing firm on that. Also, what Spirit is saying, this has a lot to do with the number of completion, and it's about you having acceleration in motion. So acceleration in motion, really begin to start to definitely be present in the now, accepting who you are, accepting your situation as perfect as it is right now. Not needing anything else, not feeling that you've been left, not feeling that you've been abandoned, because this is a lot of energy you carry with you, that energy of abandonment. And so really begin to take that energy and begin to see the love, the joy, the light that's within your children and how you can begin to have that exchange, not only just give to them, but also have them give to you. And so that's where you're going to find your greatest success, and to begin to release those things of the past from yourself and focus on those things of now. So rest and rejuvenation and acceleration in motion, especially when it comes to your spiritual consciousness for yourself and your children.
Okay, I appreciate that. Ben, I'm a Cancer man too, so you know we get sensitive sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Cancer man, very. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, Troy. I'll speak with you soon.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Next, we're going to go to the caller calling, and it looks like from area code 646. You're live in remix. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, 646. We have 44 minutes, and then we're going into the after hours. If you guys want to call in, you need to do it now, 646-652-2. 2711 is the number to call. You must do it before the countdown goes off. I want to say thank you to you guys. Thank you guys for going on the road trip. Thank you for us remixing some of those herbs. Don't forget to go back and download. You definitely want to do that. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it on Facebook and definitely put it up there. I want to say thank you to all of you guys. Leave me a note. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share that over on the Remix Family page as well, too. See you guys back here next week. Don't forget Brother Panic is coming up and also Dr. Ann Brown. So see you guys soon. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit, as we continue here live in the Remix with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue, and the Remix Family doing what we do on a Sunday night. All right, 646, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. I'm Velvet.
Greetings, Velvet.
Hi. I have two questions. The first one is about the crystals. Will it go the same for yoni eggs? Because I started working with a jade egg last year, and that egg left me. And I was told that, like, whatever you've released on that egg, I guess it needed to go, but now I started working with an obsidian egg, and I heard what you told the guy today. So I was wondering, should I also work with a rose quartz yoni egg as well, being that I'm working with obsidian egg?
Well, if you feel that things are coming up a little fast, you can actually work with the rose quartz crystal with the obsidian, and that's going to help to slow down the energy. It'll slow down that energy of the obsidian, which sometimes can be moving very fast when it brings things up. So either way, you can actually work with the put a rose quartz crystal with it or another crystal that has sort of that soothing, sort of slower, loving energy as well.
Mm-hmm. And the second question is that I'm sort of like, now I wouldn't say that I'm new to the Remix because I've like heard some shows, but I wasn't really there from the beginning. So sometimes I would listen to shows and like, I wouldn't know exactly what was going on, but I just knew that I wanted to hear what the show was about. So I started downloading, like, some shows so that I can kind of, like, try to begin somewhere. But would you recommend the shows to start with just, to become into the spiritual awakening? Because I have the gem and crystal shows you did. I have the Halloween rituals. I have Products for a Magical Life. I just don't know where to start because I'm kind of new and I want to get in.
Yeah, well, definitely when it comes to listening to the shows, you can actually email me and I will send you a list of shows because there's so many here. And I would recommend that you start with those things that you have an interest in. There was a show that was done, and it just depends on where you want to go because the Remix has so many different flavors. So you can listen from so many different angles there if you have, and particularly when it comes to your spiritual awakening. So email me at question, QUESTION, and I'll send you a list of shows. It looks like you got a good list going there. That is there. Hold on. You have a good list going there, so you definitely want to make sure that you listen to those shows, find those things of interest. You can always get a reading, and that will give you some personalized things that is connected with you as well, too, that you can deal with also, that you can do. The shows with Brother Panic, it just depends on what area you want to come from. There was Dr. Naeem Akbar, who was also on the show, too, as well, too. That you want to listen. It just depends on what angle you want to come from. Siba Haru came on. He comes from the Kemetic standpoint. We have Brother Bobby Hemet. You know, we just have so many different flavors who's been on the Remix. So you can just see something maybe in the taglines, you know, that kind of pique your interest of where you want to go, and then you can listen. And when you want to get into some work with it, you can set up a reading with me. I have do several different readings, the Sacred Session, the Akashic Record reading, the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading, and also I have the audio workbook that you can actually download instantly, and I show you how to tap into all all of those different levels of yourself within your consciousness, dealing with all those different modalities when it comes to understanding yourself spiritually and evolving yourself. And you can actually just go to www.msblueblast.com, and all of the directions and information is there, and you can download that instantly. That has been very helpful to hundreds of brothers and sisters all over the world there. So it's so many different things that you can actually do to begin to just continue to awaken yourself, because you're already on that path. This is definitely not an accident.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Is there something, a meditation or something that I can do to kind of like help me with my financial issues? Because I actually heard of your audio book, but at the time I really can't get it right now. So that's why I've been downloading the shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. For finances, there is a show. I'm trying to think. There is a show that Brother Panic did. Help Me Out Remix Family, where he talked about how to do different rituals for finances as well. That show, I want to say maybe the last show that Brother Panic did, you can download that show, and it's the Halloween one, the Gateway Show. Thank you. It was in the Gateway Show. And so you can listen to that, and that's going to give you some information on that. Brother Bobby Hemmett also did a show as well, too, where he talked about it as well. But the Gateway Show, definitely, you can download that, and there's lots of things that you can do there that will get you started in that the arena as well, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right. So next we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Richard from Detroit.
Greetings, Richard from Detroit.
Yeah, this is. I was just calling to see if I can maybe get a mini reading. I don't really usually ask for any type of direction, but I know you're pretty good at what you do. So.
Well, thank you for that. Let's see. Mini reading. You have anything particularly that's going on, or you just kind of want to know what's coming up for you?
Yeah, what's coming up, basically financial, just in general, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is that noise I hear?
I'm not sure.
You don't know what it is?
Maybe my hand next to the microphone, I'm not sure. Do you still hear it? Because I don't hear it.
You don't hear it? It could just be me. Don't pay me no mind. It just could be me. Okay, so let's see. Rich. You guys don't hear it? Okay, well, good. Obsidian said he hear it. Okay, good. I'm glad it's some people that hear it. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. It's okay. Sometimes I can't be the only one, but Esther hears it too. Good.
Everybody hear me.
That, you know what that means, right? That must mean you making the noise. You know how
maybe
your mom say, who's
it's
doing that?
Vibrating. Yeah, maybe it's not vibrating.
Carly Marsh says she hears it too. See, you know how your mom says, "Who's doing that?" It's the one that is, it's the one that don't say nothing. That's the one who's doing it. Okay, so anyway, let's get to it. Okay, so here's a couple of things that is coming up. You wanted to ask about particularly, you said that area of finance.
Yeah, we can go there. That's a great place to start. Really? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that a yes? Because you said we. Yeah, okay. All right, okay. So here we go. So couple of things. The first thing is when it comes to your finance, what Spirit is saying is that you kind of have some conflict going on here with finances. And that conflict is based upon... I hate to use this word, Rich, but I'll just for the sake of discussion, I'll use it. I think you'll know what I mean. It's about still having some of the old programming about finances and what finances truly mean to you. to you. So there's a bit of a conflict. This is what I see. Every time you get some money, and I'm not talking about money, you got to take care of things. It's almost like you have two things that you got to do with the one thing.
Indeed.
Okay. So you have those two things that you got to
You still there? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm still here. You know how y'all like to get on the phone. Okay, so anyway, so it is about whenever, you know, you're having this mental conflict with it. And so two things have to happen. The first thing is that you have to come to the truth about what it is that needs to happen. For you, you're one of those brothers, and I can appreciate this energy, you're very spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Very spontaneous, and sometimes that gets you in a little bit of trouble because what you're supposed to be doing, you end up maybe doing something else. You may end up doing something else with something that maybe it needs to go towards maybe one particular thing. And so what Spirit is saying right now is that you have to get into that place of truth with it. And once you make that shift, and it's not about truth about what anything outside of you says. It's about that truth with yourself. Because there's a portion of your money, I see it, that is supposed to be set aside and go towards something. I'm not going to get into what that is right here. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Okay. So what Spirit is saying, once you get into the truth with that, then that flow is going to open up for you. Because right now there's still some energy there. It's not that you don't want to do it, but it's kind of like, well, I need to do something else with it. Does that make sense? Spirit said once you get into the place of truth with that, this is what I'm picking up, then what's going to happen is you're going to go through that stage of transformation when it comes to currency, and it's not going to be that struggle for you. You're going to be able to overcome that. You're going to be able to rise above that and be able to go into that place. And then you'll be able to have not only your physical strength when it comes to you sort of kind of dealing with this conflict with currency, but you'll also have your spiritual strength in it so you can be able to see your way through it. And then it's just going to open up and that flow is going to be able to go through you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just really kind of getting pulled in a couple of different directions. I'm trying to really go into tunnel vision mode. And It's not as easy. Everybody don't want you to go into tunnel vision mode. They tend to get blocked out, some people.
That's true. That's so true. But also, Rich, just kind of balance that energy out because, you know, sometimes you like to suffer in silence.
Well, you can say suffer in silence. I keep my peace. I let people do what they do. I give enough rope for everybody.
But, you know, it is about communicating that, you know?
It is about
communicating as well, too.
I communicate a lot better through action than really trying to explain.
Oh, yeah, you sure do.
Definitely. So that's why, I go into tunnel vision mode.
Yeah, but definitely here, for this situation, it is going to require you to activate those things of the fifth chakra. It's going to require you to do that. You're going to need to do that, to communicate that way. But once you do come to that place, like I said, of truth with that, then it's going to ease that tension in that particular area and just make things flow so much more smoother for you. And you'll be able to really, really stand firm on that and have sort of that currency energy come in, and you won't have the conflict anymore because you'll have what you need and then some. Yeah.
I would say my fifth chakra, my throat chakra, seems to be a bit abrasive.
Yes,
I think that may have been one of the driving forces of why I don't speak on a lot of subjects and just act upon them. People mm-hmm. tend to get offended when I begin to speak my mind. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking your mind and coming from that place of truth sometimes is not the same place either. I think we can agree with that.
You're right. Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Hopefully that was helpful for you.
It was. It was. So I appreciate the time, Ms. Blue, and peace to the Remix family, and I'll call again. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Well, you're welcome. Peace and blessings. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code, I want to say, 615. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yes, hi. This is actually my first time calling in and listening to the Remix, and I'm completely loving the energy in this space. So I wanted to tell you that. My name is LaShika. Well, there's a lot of questions I have now, being this is my first time. But what I want to find out is, for the past maybe 5 years,
mm-hmm.
when I think of, I'm single, not dating, but when I'm thinking about marriage, thinking about relationships, I'm in my car, minding my business, and some kind of way I end up going to, let's say, a restaurant or a store, and I always, it never fails, run into this same guy. It never fails. Okay, and so one day I said, I was just playing around, not really familiar with a lot of different things when it comes to spiritual awareness, but I said, okay, if this is my husband, then let me see him today. And I just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it go. I didn't think about it anymore, minding my business. And on my way coming home, something said, go to this particular store. And I went, still not thinking about him, not even thinking about what I said. And again, I bumped into him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been going on, like I said, for a very, very, very long time. So I'm just trying to figure out, because when I talk to some of my friends about it, they're like, okay, that's a coincidence. A part of me, I'm not saying that I think that that is my husband. It's just I'm not understanding the connection, the energy. I'm really not understanding any of that. It's kind of confusing. And just don't know what to do with that.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you for that. And so good to hear you call in and be a first-time listener as well, too. So it's always good for that connection. Let me ask you a question, because I'm hearing what you're saying. So is this a person you know or a person you don't know?
I do know. We grew up together. I moved out of state. He moved out of state. He moved back to our home state. I didn't know anything about it, and I just so happened to move back to our home state like a month after he did. And we've just kind of, so yeah, I do know him.
Okay, all right. And so have you explored, changed numbers, and said, hey, let's connect?
No, the last time we bumped into each other, it was very awkward. Of course, it was. None of these quote-unquote meetings are ever planned. And he says, wow, he says, we always seem to meet up at this particular place. And this meetup has been happening now for, I guess, the past 4 months at this one particular place every single time. And I just said, okay, but it was just kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of things that I will say to you. I think that's beautiful. One, I definitely think it's something that you should explore, because you're already exploring it. The fact that you're hearing that this may be my husband. Now, I could be the Miss Blue and just tell you, yes, you know, go for it. That's your husband. I could tell you that. I could. you know, but I also want you to know that a couple of things. I'll tell you what came up. But I want to talk about him again, because what was your relationship like with him before? Was he ever dating someone you knew? Because I feel like he was dating.
I don't even know of any of the people that he's ever dated. Our relationship when we were much younger, he was a teacher of mine, and I thought he was seeing someone. I mean, I just never looked at him as being my type, so to speak, or whatever. Just never interested in him. I always looked up to him as like a big brother. Like I said, he ended up being a teacher. We grew up at the same church. He was like the music director when we were younger. So that has been our relationship. I don't know of anyone he's ever dated.
That's interesting. So you don't think he's ever dated anyone?
I mean, no, I'm sure he has. I just don't know. I don't know those people. I don't know the women that he's dated.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, it'd be interesting because I am picking up that he has dated someone that you know.
Okay.
But that means all of nothing. Especially if it's someone who's been in and out of your life since childhood, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you know someone, you know, that doesn't mean anything. But here's two things. One, you're in that place now. You're coming back home, and you're ready to have relationships. You're ready to connect with people. You're ready to do different things. So your energy is definitely in the right place. What I will say to you is explore it. So if something is telling you and you fully trust that, and it sounds like you really do trust that it is telling you, because it is yourself telling you that that's your husband, why don't you explore it? Why don't you say, well, here's my number, and give me a call?
Okay.
Yeah, I say explore it. I'll say definitely explore it to that degree, because if he's been in the position where you've been sort of like the child and he sort of kind of have been the adult, then
mm-hmm.
chances are he's not going to make that initiative to say something to you.
Okay.
You know, regardless okay. if those feelings are there. I mean, you know, you're a very intuitive sister as well. You know when a man is feeling you, whether he says hi, whether he walks by, whether he smiles or he don't smile. So, yeah, just a little tidbit for the brothers. We know. So we know when you're feeling us. And so that awkwardness is really him saying, okay, he can pick up what you're feeling.
Okay.
You understand? He can pick up what you're feeling. And because he can pick up what you're feeling, he really doesn't know where to go with that. So if there is going to be a move in this situation, it's going to be you.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to be you to do. Here's some key words, though, that has come up. And I wouldn't be Miss Blue if I wouldn't share them with you. But these are some of the words that come up, and it makes sense now that you told me about the relationship. And one is temptation, the other one is authority, and the other one is shadow.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to kind of break them down a little bit, or you think you got it from there?
Break it down.
Okay. All right. Well, temptation. He really is a temptation to you, because even though now you're talking to him and you see him now, even there was times when you were younger, you may not have said you were interested in him, but there was an attraction. You just weren't in the position where you could just go for it.
Okay.
So that's the temptation. The authority, he kind of represented that authority figure
and
to you.
He still does. Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's why the authority came up. So it's kind of that intimidation a little bit, like, whoa, you know, is this right, you know? So, and that's just based on, you know, those things you've kind of been indoctrinated into and just where you are with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shadow, because it represents sort of that other side of you. And really to have him see you outside of that light is what you're kind of worried about. And I don't want you to put so much thought in what will others say if they see you two together and you're with
wow.
him, because that's sort of you dancing with your shadow side a little bit there. So how was that for you?
Yeah, that's a little more than what I was expecting, but it's definitely right on it. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I say explore it. Next time you bump into him, say, hey, you know, we got to quit meeting like this. I tell you what, here's my number. Why don't you give me a call? I would love to hear what you've been up to. You know, okay. I've done so much in my life, and I'm just coming back here. I know you're just coming back. Why don't you give me a call sometime? And
okay.
You can look at that. What's the worst thing that can happen? You guys be friends.
Right.
You see?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and who knows? He may be the honey bunny, you know?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Definitely call us back and let us know what happened. Remember those three words there. Remember those three words.
I got it. Thank you.
All right. Peace and blessings. Beautiful, beautiful. Calling in from area code 623, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello?
Yes,
hi, this
greeting.
Is Betty.
Oh, hi, Betty, from in the chat room. Hi. Betty, if you have your computer speakers on, can you turn them off for me?
Okay, no, they're off. They're down all the way.
Are they? Okay. We were getting such a bad echo. So usually that's computer speakers, usually that's Bluetooth or speakerphone.
Okay. Let me get away from the computer a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, greetings to you, Betty. Yeah.
Greetings. Yeah, I'm glad I got through. Okay. Yeah, this phone is so hot by now. Anyway, yeah, my question was, I just wanted to get a mini reading, and my major concern is about transportation, and that's it.
About transportation. Okay, you want to get a mini reading, and bad echo. Let me see if I can do something on my end here. All right, mini reading, and you want to know something about transportation. You're having problems with your transportation?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's just like the last few years it's been like that. So it's like maybe I should be learning how to move myself around other than physically. I don't know. You know, but physically I don't have the, you know, vehicle right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, but you haven't had a vehicle in a minute, right?
Yeah, it's been like, you know, a few years.
Yeah,
crazy.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, no problem. Okay, so let's take a look and see. Well, a couple of things, Betty. You don't have transportation, but I don't really see... I understand that transportation will help you, but it's not hindering you either.
Right.
It's not hindering you. And you can actually have transportation. I don't see anything that's blocking you from having transportation. I actually see that one of the things that is coming up for you is that right now you're dealing with a lot of emotional withdrawal. So I see that over the last couple of years, it's been some things emotionally that you just kind of numbed yourself to.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it could be, you know, dealing with some things with people. I don't know how much to say on here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really want to get into that. But this is, if you can just, let me just try to give you some things. What you really, really, really can begin to focus yourself on, and I know the transportation, what transportation represents to you is freedom and power. Because in a sense, you sort of feel powerless. Without having your own transportation on those times that you need to just really get away.
Right.
You see, so it really is about that. And at this time, the state that you're in, that spirit is showing me, is in a state where you've become emotionally withdrawn. And that emotional withdrawn has come within you. So what I want to encourage you to do is to begin to work more with the energy of your heart chakra. Here's a real simple exercise that you can do. When you get ready to lay down and go to bed at night, I want you to open up your heart. Imagine a gate on your heart. And I want you to open it up. And I want you to imagine sending love out to whoever you want to send that love out to. And I want you to do imagine that love coming back. And just as you begin to drift off to sleep, I want you to do that exercise. Do it for 7 days straight.
7 days, okay.
Mm-hmm. Begin to work with that and really have that flow there, because you really, like I said, have really emotionally withdrawn yourself from a lot of things. And I know some of those things you really probably do need to sort of shut down so that you can function and do the things that you need to do. But that's where you're going to get your greatest success, is to begin to tap back into that part of yourself where the love is, where Betty has that love, where you hold that love and you can speak that love freely, and you can also stand in your own power, and you can also stand in your own freedom with that love. And what will happen as a result of that, then your material things that you're talking about, whether it's a car or whether it's other things, maybe a new location or different places that you want to be, these things are going to begin to start manifesting themselves for you. But it is about getting that strong foundation and really getting into that place, because there are some things that must get completed first. And, of course, we're not going to go into them here, but you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Okay. And so that's how you're going to begin to get into your power. That's how you're going to begin to get into your freedom and really just get into that infinite state where you can have that energy flowing freely through you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, mm-hmm. So that was a mini reading. You can always connect with me to get a full in-depth reading as well, too. But really, really begin to take those things and really do the exercise with visualizing a gate on your heart and sending out the love and receiving the love back.
Okay. And then that would help free up everything else.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. I really appreciate that. It sounds good. I'm going to try that.
All right. And definitely call us back and let us know how it works for you. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, peace.
Mm-hmm. All right, 27 minutes still left to go in the form. I'm going to get to you guys. Let's see, calling in from area code 562. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello, Miss Blue. My name is Jordan, and
mm-hmm.
I'm from Long Beach, California.
Greetings, Jordan.
Hello. I would like to have a mini reading, and also I have some questions about just the way I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling kind of, I want to say, frustrated, just
mm-hmm.
real frustrated, but
yeah.
for no reason sometimes. I just don't understand why sometimes, but I'm just always frustrated, and I don't show it. I don't show it to anybody. I just really feel it real strong, and Yeah, and I'm just real confused about it, and I don't know where to go or what to do about it, really. So I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Yeah, I can definitely give you a mini reading. The first thing I want to do, Jordan, is to definitely, I want to definitely recognize you for calling in. And tell you, I thank you for calling in, and I definitely can feel your spirit. So know that Miss Blue is giving you a big hug, too. So no need to be frustrated. No need to be frustrated. But one of the reasons, Jordan, and this is just not all just playing out in your head, but what is coming up that Spirit immediately showed me that has a lot to do with your frustration. It has a lot for you not being able to be recognized or get the rewards for the hard work you've put in. It almost seems as though these things just go unnoted. By people that you're close to or that you connect with and that you love, it just seems like they can't see what you're doing. They can't see the work that Jordan's doing. They can't see the things that you're doing. So let me be the first to give you that recognition, because Spirit is saying that's definitely, it's about you getting the recognition and the rewards that you certainly deserve. But the first person, Jordan, that has to give it to you is you have to give that recognition and those rewards to yourself. And sometimes you don't stop to do that.
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Especially when there's so much happening. I mean, over the last 6 to 7 months, you had a lot of things that you've been dealing with that have come up, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's still some things that still has not come to a final conclusion as of yet, right?
Right.
Yeah. So don't stay in that place. Don't stay in that place of trying to figure out the future just yet, because all is gonna turn out well for you. So if you continue on this course, of course, no one can predict your future because you're operating under free will, which we all are. But as long as you continue to do these things that we're talking about now and the things that you're already doing, then everything's going to work itself out. So you need to begin to reward yourself and give yourself the recognition that you deserve for the things that you are doing, those positive changes you have made, those things that you have taken care of, those things that you are controlling, those things that you are doing, and really begin to recognize them. No matter how small they are, it doesn't matter whether or not anybody else says, you know, hey, Jordan, I know you did this or that or that. It doesn't matter. You have to give it to yourself. And once you begin to give it to yourself, what Spirit is saying is that your light, you understand, that light that's within you, that light that you know that is within you and that others know within you too, it's going to begin to shine bright. And then what will happen is you will only be able to really, really connect with those things of light. And so all of that frustration and some of that anger that comes up, you're not going to have it as much. And when it comes up, you're going to also know how to work through those challenges. You're still young. It's still a lot of things to go, a lot of things to learn, and a lot more things for you to do. So know you haven't reached your final destination, and so those dreams that you have within yourself, those things still have possibility. You are a melanated brother, and melanin is all about potential. It's about unlimited potential. So know that anything that you want to accomplish, anything that you want to do, you have the power to activate that within yourself. It is never too late. And so what you're carrying now is sort of that backpack of feeling that it's too late. It is never too late.
Right.
Do you? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you hit that right on the head. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you. Thank you very much. And I love your show, and I've been listening for a while. And I take these words to heart, really. I just really appreciate it.
Yes, yes. And let me know how it happened. Spirit says stand your ground, continue to give yourself those rewards and recognition, and your light is going to be so bright, we're all going to be looking around and saying, there goes Jordan. There goes Jordan.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So peace and
all
love
right.
to you, God.
All right. Thank all you.
Right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right, so next what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. Oh, I just love that. Much love to you, Jordan. The next caller, 718, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou.
Greetings.
This is Cass from Brooklyn.
This is who?
Cass from Brooklyn.
Cass
from
Brooklyn.
I called the other night. Yeah, you gave me information about my daughter's asthma and about the rosemary by myself.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you again for the information. And I like to have a mini reading myself, but I want to ask you one question.
Yes.
This happened like 3 times to me. Like usually I'm sleeping, and then like nobody's in the house. Then I hear somebody call out my name, and it wakes me up. And I'm trying to figure out what it is doing that. It's not in the dream. It's like somebody's actually, like, you know when somebody calls their name and wake you up? That's like exactly how it is. And it's been happening like a few times to me.
And once you wake up, what are some of the things that you're feeling? What's going on with you when you wake up?
I don't know. I haven't, like, deciphered that. I'm still trying to figure out what that was, what it is. I think it's, am I channeling some way? Or I don't know.
Hold on, Cass. I'm getting ready to get something for you. Just give me a minute. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Well, a couple of things. We can get all into the woo-woo, and we will. We're going to get a little woo-woo here. A little woo-woo here of someone calling your name. So let's see. Because a lot of times goddesses, different template energy, angels, and different things that are working with us, sometimes will call our attention. We'll call our names. We'll hear our names being called. Sometimes we'll hear names, and it's not actually our names, but it is actually our names. So we can look at that. And I'll tell you right now, this is something I don't normally do. But I'll do it right now. And I'm going to tell you what God is currently around you. This is something I do in my sacred session reading. So I'm going to give this to you right now. The God is that's currently around you at this time. And a lot of times different goddesses will come around us because of different cycles that we're in, different things that we're going through, and different things that are happening with us. These goddesses will come around us for that particular time. And the goddess that is currently around you at this time is the goddess Lakshmi. Okay.
It's funny because I read something about Lakshmi like the other day, and the name stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, definitely for very good reasons. She's the Hindu goddess, and she really, Lakshmi, some of the things that she's about, one of the things that she's most known for, it has a lot to do with abundance. Abundance, and not just thinking about abundance as finance, but just abundance in our life overall. Lakshmi is the goddess that really, really helps you to overcome obstacles. And right now you're dealing with some obstacles in your life, and so she's the goddess that's there. The number one reason that she comes around and brings sort of this energy to you is to let you know that that your needs are going to be met for you, that your needs are going to be met, and not to worry about those things of abundance, and know that yourself, your family, your children, that you're all protected and you're going to be cared for. So she brings sort of all of this energy. It really is the energy of just telling you to stop worrying, you know, let those worries go, and just really focus on those things of your intentions and how you want to set them forward. So what I want to encourage you to do, because you just confirmed it, that the goddess Lakshmi was something that was called to your attention. So that should be your confirmation from spirit there. Begin to work with her energy, you know. Get a picture of her. Take her with you into meditation. Particularly the great time to do that is right before you lay down to go to rest. Take her with you into meditation when you're doing visualization exercises. And work with her energy in that way. Ask her to show up in your dreams. This is the time when we're less vulnerable, where that energy will, you know, gods and goddesses and different template energy will come to us, even our ancestors, because we're less vulnerable and we're not in our conscious mind. Ask her to help, you know, guide you, show you a sign or a symbol. And she will do that. She'll begin to work with you in that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're so very welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
That's all.
That was enough, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful, there you go. Well, peace and love to you, and definitely let me know how it is. I know you sent an email. I'm still kind of working on some emails from last week, so I didn't forget about you, but I will get to you, okay?
Okay, I say.
All right, peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Power and peace to you, Ms. Blue. This is Jason and Gary.
Greetings. Jason from Gary?
Yes.
From Gary, Indiana?
The one and only.
Okay. Going back to Indiana. Greetings, Jason.
Oh, at least you didn't sing 2300 Jackson Street.
Oh, no, no, no.
I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself confused. I have a lot of history. My family has a lot of history dealing with religious stuff, spiritual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this thought that I'm supposed to do this huge spiritual thing for the community. In my family speak, it would have been like I would have been like the pastor of a church or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away from that path.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing the work that I'm my secular job. It doesn't really create any room for anything of that sort. And yet there is this pressing, compelling to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what to do, how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I even have a specific message or anything
mm-hmm.
of that sort to share with folks.
Mm-hmm.
There's like lots of opportunities mm-hmm. around me. I see lots of things I would like to do, but I have no
right.
idea how to make these first steps to create the room for myself while maintaining my responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, wow. Such a juicy question. Such a juicy question. It's like taking a bite, you know, a big juicy
okay.
bite. Okay. So I'm going to try to see how I can give this to you and tell you some things. The first thing, the first, very first thing, as you begin to speak, that spirit brought up was about patience. Patience. Yeah, patience. And to also recognize that you're in a state of transformation. And a lot of times, I've talked about this before, Jason, but a lot of times, with transformation, what happens when we get into this energy of what I like to call the phoenix rising? It forces you to do something because you have all this energy, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to do? I know I'm supposed to be doing something, and I know this ain't it.
Exactly. I'm
supposed
exactly.
to be doing something, and this isn't it. So two things has to happen. And you'll be able to get into this. But the first one, it is about you having patience. And then it is also about you, Jason, reprogramming your consciousness. Because what happens, and this is for all of us, it doesn't matter what part of the world we're in, is we've been indoctrinated into systems. It doesn't matter what the system is, but we've all been indoctrinated. And in some forms, we're still indoctrinated into these systems. And so you said, like, your family sort of kind of had this message for you that if you would have sort of stayed a certain particular path, let's say the right-hand path, that you would have went on and you would have become a pastor. And so now you decided to kind of ease on down the road and come over here to the left-hand path a little bit.
All right.
So, two things I want you to take a look at, because you're kind of going in a different direction, but I want you to imagine just having a brand new house and somebody saying, Jason, here's a brand new house for you, I brought for you, and you packed up all of your stuff, everything that you had in your house, and you moved into the new house. So that means that you just brought everything old with you over to the new place.
That's pointless.
Say it again.
That's pointless.
Right, it is. So this is where patience come in. It doesn't mean that you won't go on to do something else. It doesn't mean that you won't sort of kind of get to a place where maybe there is something that you do need to share with a person. There's no doubt that you're a teacher. I think we're all teachers in our own rights and students too, but it doesn't even mean that you won't even get to the place where you will begin to express it to people. But first, the first person that it has to get expressed to is Jason. So patience. I can share with you for me. The only thing I wanted to do was learn. That's still what I want to do, is learn. And so, you know, as many will say, the rest is just sort of the icing on the top of the cake. But it's not the cake. This consciousness is really, when we begin to get into it, and I know you know this for yourself, it really is about you. It's about you. It's about Jason understanding Jason. Being patient with that, you will begin to recognize that even what you're doing that you don't want to do is preparing you for what you're going to do. So even in our consciousness, it's not even about knowing the future. It's not, because that's the mystery. Whenever you get in this place, this is so juicy. Let me tell you why this is a juicy place, and I challenge myself to stay in that place. And the reason I challenge myself to stay in that place, because that's when you're truly learning. That's when you're truly shifting your consciousness. That's when you're truly getting to know you.
Okay.
So patience is there. And then it's going to be about you sort of kind of releasing sort of the old patterns with yourself. Because otherwise what you did is you just took this right-hand path stuff and you brought it in the left-hand path and you just flipped the name on it, but you're trying to do the same thing. First thing, when you come into consciousness, and many people will say this as well too, is like you get all this information and you know it, which for me, I don't even know enough to really put in a bucket, like a little pebble. The more I learned, I used to feel comfortable to say I know a little bit. The more I realize that I don't know anything, that there's so much more out there to learn. So it is never about teaching. It's never about sharing. It really is about this information is for you. And then what happens as transformation, as the alchemy becomes, then what happens is you begin to see your light in it and sort of what you came back to do. And so in the meantime, what Spirit is saying, it's kind of like planting a seed, that it first has to sort of kind of, you know, get itself embedded in the soil and kind of get comfortable, and then the roots come out. Then all of a sudden it starts to grow, and then it takes a while before the flowers come. And so Spirit is saying, patience, just have patience, because that's going to be revealed to you. And it's about trusting your intuition, being able to trust in that intuition and know that even though you're doing this job, you're also doing your spiritual work at the same time. It can be challenging when you put it in the position that it has to be, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but I want to give this to you, like it has to be like going to church or going to Bible study. Then it's like you don't have time for it. But it's when you can just... If you can allow yourself to just be with it, your intuition, you're going to be able to see it everywhere. So I recognize that we both play Clark Kent and Superman. And Clark Kent is just as important as Superman. And it would be wonderful to get into the place where all I could do was the remix and readings and chill out. I would love that. You understand? But I have to also take care of my Clark Kent side, as well as my superwoman side, if we want to call that. Whenever you find yourself sort of in that position where there is a struggle, then you can make a decision. You get the free will to do that. What are you going to do? Quit your job and then say, I'm just going to go out here and I'm going to just start what? What you going to do?
Right.
Prophesy?
You understand what I'm saying? That's the old programming.
Right.
So hold that, because you may have something so much more greater than that coming. And you may be shorting yourself by stopping and saying, this is what it's supposed to be. It could be so much greater than that. So it is about just having that patience and being okay being in your mystery, because this is where greatness happens. This is where transformation happens. This is where alchemy comes alive, because right now you're the alchemist. And so what you're doing is taking in these things and you're mixing them around and you're saying, what formula am I coming up with now? So this is a great time for you to start journaling, writing down your thoughts. You know, if you're having dreams, making sure you're paying attention to those dreams, connecting with that energy in your dreams, because this is where spirit is planting the seeds. The seeds are being planted for the work that you're getting ready to do.
Can I ask one question?
You sure can.
All right. There is, there's the human stuff that we all deal with, you know, paying the rent, feeding the dog, and all of that stuff.
Right.
And then you've got those things like love, joy, peace, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go past that stuff?
Oh, yes. It does go past that, I would say, in the sense to where you are able to really begin to recognize it, but it almost just becomes like blinking, you know? That's not your driving force. That's not what where all of your energy is going. So your energy will begin to shift into a higher place. So you can begin to start to see things through your spiritual eyes, no matter how traumatic they are. And I'm not saying that's easy. That takes work. Even seeing things like paying the rent, you can start to see it through your spiritual eyes. This is why understanding signs and symbols are so important. This is why it's so important, because if you can see the signs and symbols and see the higher spiritual message in it, then it makes all that other stuff just, it's just things that it's a part of being human. But you can see the higher message in it. You can see the higher message.
Comes in.
Say it again.
And that's where the panic pack comes in.
That's one of the tools. It certainly is. That is one of the tools to help you to activate that. That's one of the portals. You can use that. You can use crystals. You can use my readings. You can use the things that Brother Bobby Hemmett gives you. You can use the things, some of the techniques that Dr. Aling Bay does. You can use some of the things that Queen Afua does. You can use some of the information that Dr. Phil Valentine gives out through nutrition and through taking care of your body and your understanding. All of these are tools. It's everything. It is absolutely everything. You can use the trees. You can use the grass. You can look at kids playing. And you can tell your future by looking up at the clouds in the sky. You can listen to the wind blow, and you can know exactly what is going on with you. You can heal your body by hearing water. It is everything. Everything.
Yep, that's a much bigger pebble in the bucket than what I got right now. So,
oh, you have it. You have it. It comes to a time where we have to release that energy of our conscious mind and really tap into that higher part of ourselves, because our conscious mind can't begin to understand what our higher self, our subconscious mind, knows. This is about you shaking that playa hater, shaking that heckler off, and tapping into the part of Jason that knows what's in the best interest for Jason and everything else. The great thing is, of course, you're on your path. How could you not be? How could you not be?
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. You've answered my question. I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Let us know how it goes.
So let us know how it goes, because it will go, Jason. It will. It will.
Thank you. Power and peace to you.
You're welcome. Peace. All right, you guys, we have 13 seconds left to go. It's time for y'all to go to bed. I know y'all have something to do in the morning. I do. So we're going to get out of here. Peace and love, everyone. Don't forget to like the show. Download. And don't forget to email me. Peace and love. Peace and love. Much love, warm.